You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Führen natürlich dann zum Bankrott. Das ist natürlich verheerend. Wie pervers es jetzt momentan ist, ist tatsächlich so, der Milchpreis zum Beispiel ist so stark am Sinken in den USA, dass die Bauern in den USA jeden Tag momentan 3,7 wegschütten. Also uns könnte wirklich links und rechts, wie der Schwabe sagt, ein Backenack schlagen. Also das zeigt das ganze perverse System erstmal auf, die wir da generiert haben in den letzten Jahren. Absurd. Noch schlimmer auch, oder auch schlimm, 750.000 Eier werden momentan pro Woche in den USA einfach weggeschmissen. Also wir schmeißen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nick. Welcome Heinz Pommer for the second time. He gave a talk when we were in Diorama. But this time he's talking to a public that's where everything he says I think is going to be credible. And I think, yes, you come from near Munich, Bayern, and I think I'll leave everything to Heinz to explain for himself, if I can just get this going.
As the public is quite small, I try to do it without the voice amplifier. If there's any problems, I can put it on, okay? So that we don't run into problems we had last time.
Only here at the back.
Okay. So, I start with a preface. So, I don't know if I mentioned it. After my talk in 2017, I left London with Jim Fetzer's book in my luggage. I had the laser pointer right here. That one, America Nuked on 9/11. Not thinking at all about possible consequences. At the airport, when I had to open my luggage for inspection, the unfortunate book was right on top. The lady had a moment of shock. Then she called for the armed airport security. I was released about 1 hour later after a round of polite but detailed questioning by two airport intelligence officers in a small windowless interrogation room. For them, I once again let out my views of a small nuclear bomb being detonated on 9/11. But what is a small bomb when we talk about the most powerful weapons on Earth? So, helpful is a categorization leaving out the super bombs or the mini or micro nukes. So we have the classification that a big nuclear weapon creates a pyroclastic horizontal flow of hot gases with a diameter of 8 kilometers approximately. This is the Stork Sedan event 100 kiloton yield. A today medium weapon creates a flow of 4 kilometers, a 10 kiloton weapon. Shot Grable, 15 kiloton, has the same power as the Hiroshima blast, and it starts at 160 meter detonated with a spherical distribution pattern, and then growing as soon as it's hitting the ground, being reflected upwards and creating this mushroom cloud and this funnel, pulling the hot air up. So a pyroclastic flow of 4 kilometers. A small nuclear.
Bad. But I've now scrubbed him from my, obviously, weekly podcast.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout-out every time Ab does a show. thank you for your support.
Anyway, that's my lament, and it's too bad. But that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yes, to be honest, you know, I have listened only to the old Hoaxbusters, not to the new ones.
How far back did you get? Did you find the first ones?
I'm not sure, because I cannot be sure that prior to that there did not have been others. The earliest Hoaxbuster that I found, I was just putting it in the show notes, was in 2011, February 11.
Oh, because that's older than the stuff that's on TalkShoe now. Because TalkShoe, I'd like to hear those too. So if you got them.
I can put them somewhere on such a SharePoint or something so that you can get them.
Oh, yeah, the best way to share a directory is use Resilio Sync. Then you can share it with anyone who wants to download it.
Yes, that'd be great. You have to grab it from my laptop, and I think I remember that you don't want to grab things from other laptops.
No, Resilio Sync, it shares across. It's a torrent sharing service. It's great. So as you're downloading it, it allocates the bandwidth to whoever else is sharing it. It's a good service.
Okay,
yeah, you have to leave. If you just put it in one single directory and send me the link, the Resilio Sync link. And leave your laptop open so I can. Obviously, it doesn't work if it's off or closed.
Yeah.
And
is there a possibility up that we could put that stuff or somewhere on the internet so that everyone can have access to it?
Well, for the people like me that leave their systems on all the time, then they would get it all the time.
Okay. And could I send you also the videos that I have from Paula Gloria and Marcus Allen?
Yes, put them all in one directory. Yeah, that's fine. That would be great. Because what I do is all once you give me the link, I'll just share it with everybody else.
Okay.
And everyone will be able to get it, because there's a great value in all this stuff, I think. Great value.
Do actually, because there are so many unsolved problems with this story, with the 9/11,
yeah,
all the conspiracy stuff, and what.
And now look at the mess we're in.
Pardon?
I said, now look at the mess we're in with this corona.
Yes.
It doesn't get any worse than this.
Yes. I'm not so sure, you know, because I think the corona is easier to see through, but it's more difficult to deal with the results.
Absolutely. 9/11
was very complicated as a story, of course, on purpose, so that nobody has the answers.
Yeah.
And we can talk eternally. But the coronavirus has been debunked all over the world.
Did you ring it? Okay. Then I'll ring it. Hold on, then.
You are multitask. Please, I have to download Resilio again. I thought I will never have to do it again. I was actually leaving. But then I started understanding that I had to come back. Okay, I was talking about Chris, the ecologist that is at the moment occupied. I think he just went into his office, bureau of his enterprise, and has to do some stuff there. It's good that he is not driving and talking, although this is not as bad as driving and drinking. I will continue with the history lessons. Okay, just now, because we mentioned it, I would so much like to go back to 2008.
Yeah, I'm back.
Ah, you're back. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Where do you want us to go? 2008, 2007, 2009?
Well, what are we looking into? What are we talking about?
We're talking about Chris.
Okay. He goes back to 2007?
No. Marcus Allen introduces all these characters to the public.
Okay, all right. He's starting his own country. Did you know that?
I think that's the very reasonable consequence of all his jobs. He has to have an own country, and nobody's going to go in there. Nobody.
Whoa. Can we pause for a second? What's he naming this country?
I don't know. Is it the Venus Project or Vienna? I think he said Vienna. I heard Vienna. I don't remember exactly. I don't know. It's called. I think it's called Project X, but I don't. I just heard the word Vienna. Are you going, Raleigh?
No, I was just curious. I thought you said he's forming his own country.
I did say that.
Man, that's jarring, man. I can't get my head around it. I got to adjust my brain a little bit for a little while. I'll get back to you, man. Where is it going to be geographically located at?
I think maybe near where he is in Pennsylvania somewhere. He said there's lots of land around there.
He is in Pennsylvania.
I'm pretty sure most of Minnesota is available, too. So damn cold. Is it cold there today, Raleigh? Man, is it cold here.
I got jackets on, yeah.
The wind is howling here. It's minus, I'd say it's minus -5 with the wind chill.
Wait, we have spring here in Switzerland.
Yeah, they canceled spring along with 2020, I hear, here.
Uh-oh, not good.
We're going to go right to summer probably sometime in June. No, the weather's terrible. It's perfect for the mood, though. Everyone's in such a bad mood.
So what's going on with the agriculture there? You have nothing to plant this year again?
Well, I'm not a farmer, but
You are not useless, but you are an eater.
Are you talking about the planting season? Is it delayed?
Yes.
I don't know. I think as long as it doesn't go, as long as we don't have a frost, I think the plants are okay. The plants are pretty hardy, but it's just about 5 degrees below seasonal now, right now. So that won't kill a plant, will it?
I don't know. I think the corn is endangered. As I was listening, this Ice Age farmer that you put also on the blog, I was following him since a year now.
Oh, yes. He's really...
Yes, he's very good. And there is another guy called Adapt 2030, who is talking about the changes in the... what is it called? Agricultural patterns, something like that. And Little Ice Age, instead of sun, what is it called? Yeah.
I just posted a really good video by True Stream Media. You should watch it.
True Stream Media, okay. I think I've heard that again. Yeah. It becomes more and more difficult to discern between genuine people that are researching and agencies and web and whatever marketing guys that are presenting bullshit information combined with very fancy videos and very fancy...
I agree. But you know what? We can still consume it and see and make decisions about whether we think it's useful. You know, I'm also going to watch the East German movie again. What's it called? The Lives of Others or something? I'm going to watch that again because I think it's becoming more and more relevant here in the West. So I'm going to try and watch that again. I think it was okay when I watched it the first time. But this is a good movie, 12-minute video they created, and basically they're just saying how everything we're going through, all the social distancing and the masks, it's all a ritual. And I've said this in my mind, at least, from the beginning. This is all rituals. It has nothing to do with preventing a contagion because none of the rules agree with each other. Many of them are contradictory. So if there's such contradictions, then that just indicates there's something else going on. And like I said, it's all about rituals and initiations.
That's too much metaphysical stuff. I don't believe in such stuff. That's not logic. That's not sincere. That's not human. That's not...
Is putting on a mask reasonable or is it a ritual? That's what I'm saying. The mask is...
Ah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Putting on a mask, standing 6 feet away, all these completely insane things. What is the purpose of them if it's not a health purpose? Because we can all... use our logical brains and know that they're not logically for health. Because why? You don't quarantine healthy people, you quarantine sick people. And the idea that this virus is asymptomatic is also insane. That's like saying we have blood in us and it could be infected in the future. Well, yeah, of course it could be infected if we have blood, but it doesn't mean we're harboring any diseases. And then so therefore, all these dumb things that we're doing that we all know are dumb, they're contradictory, and they change by the week. they're rituals. So they're to get us to, you could look at, the video they're saying is more of an initiation, because you go into self-quarantine, which is to purify your mind and purify your thoughts, and then we go through this transition stage, which I suppose is now, where we're still adjusting all the new rituals, tape on the ground, masks, social distancing, all these insane things that make no human sense. And then, of course, will be the end result. I think that's what they called it. I can't remember. How will this end up? Because, of course, they always sell it as temporary and always ends up being permanent. But the rituals.
The latter, I believe, for sure. That's not. It's not provisory. It's permanent.
Yeah.
It's a change in all, complete all social interactions. The close ones, the far ones. It is.
Yeah.
It has the aim to become the new ritual. But it is.
Yeah.
You know what I find very. Not so good, not so positive as criticism is to view it as ritualistic, because that goes into the sphere of the emotional and the fearful confrontation of this situation. Actually, a ritual is nothing else than the repetition of something constant. So if you walk in your room,
but it's a form of indoctrination.
Yes, but if they now, that's a concept that comes from above, top down, and they say, walk in your room, 3 meters right, 3 meters left, 5 times a day. So they are trying to implement new rituals. It's my understanding. I find that point of view allows to break it down to a logical and emotionless understanding. Because otherwise, all your criticism enhances the ritualistic, metaphysical, fearful, and inhumane touch that this whole story has. We have to break it down. We have to take the fear out of it. So that's what I'm trying to say. Too harsh? What's going on? Okay. So I was just trying to say that even the images that we use to analyze the psyop are important. There is nothing metaphysical about this whole story. It's a story of power. It's a story of distress. It's a story that is trying to occupy our whole bodily existence, and we have to resist. That's all.
Yeah.
We have to resist. Very, very simple. Very logical. Wearing a mask is nothing ritualistic. I am not going to wear a mask. I'm never going to wear a mask.
It's their ritual, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's stupid.
I don't believe it's their ritual. No, they're trying to implement rituals for us. They do not have these rituals. I don't believe that.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, whatever their religion or whatever their brotherhood or whatever their secret society, though, it's just a compliance measure that's ritualistic in nature. It doesn't have any basis in science or logic or health or any of the things that they sell it as.
Absolutely.
Therefore, that's why I'm saying it's a ritual. If they told everyone to walk on their hands to save themselves, they probably would. That's a ritual because there's no logic to it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so it's a wording problem. I just call that then not a ritual. What you're calling ritual, I call it a symbolic gesture.
Yeah, but there is a symbolic ritual, too.
Go ahead, what is that?
That's running.
I would say it is a symbolic ritual. We could just put those two phrases together.
Okay, well, can you explain? Okay,
so you want to... So we'll take it case by case. So what could the mask be symbolic of?
Well, it's a form of hiding, covering, shame.
Muffling. Not
muffling.
Quite.
Oh, yeah. You know how many people I've talked to today and they're yelling at me through a mask? I say to them point blank, I can't understand what you're saying.
It's not quite the muzzle, but it's pretty close to it.
They're inaudible.
So,
In
terms of Freemasonry, there's a subject that's kind of an archetype for a lot of things in Masonry called Hiram Abiff. And he's silenced, and he's hit by a destroyer in the mouth, and in the eyes, and in the ears, right? So it's the silencing process as part of that ritual.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's, I think, the video that I just mentioned and posted on fakeologist.com/blog, I believe they're referring to Freemasonry without saying it. So you can watch that role. You might enjoy it. I don't know if these filmmakers are on the dark side or not, but they do put together a pretty good video.
Watch it too.
Yeah, you should watch it. Yeah, actually, why don't you play it? Play it
now?
In a live stream here.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Because you don't need the visuals. The visuals help, but it's not necessary.
Okay. But you said you published it already, and I would like to give you a feedback that on Feedly, when you publish on your blog, it does not update very soon. I have to go always to the blog.
It should not take that long. It should not take that long.
Yeah, previously it was not taking so long, but in the last 2 days, it is really very, very slow. So I'm trying to find it from the general here in Discord.
Just so I pay for Feedly, so I know I get my stuff faster. I think that's a deliberate. You don't need to use Feedly. That's just the best one that I use. But if I only use it because it synchronizes between the phone and the computer. But if you're always on your computer or you're always on your phone and you don't need, there's other programs that do the same thing. You don't need Feedly. You can use anything. Oh, man.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi.
Okay, I got the link.
Fakeologist. I'm Luis from Geneva, Switzerland. I have to approve that everything that this guy, Benoit Clair, talk about, it's true.
Who's
and
that?
It's the best
idea I don't know
who until
that is.
Now.
I think it was his best
See
friend.
You guys. Carry on. Do the same. Kiss.
Commands I need. Okay, so now play. Does it play now?
Yep, there it is. Good for you.
Thanks for joining us. I know we're surrounded by uncertainty. It feels like everything is changing.
Julian Huxley once wrote that the basic elements in cultural transmission and transformation are psychological. This is how we change. Since time immemorial, high rituals have been performed to transform reality. Ritual, a spiritual psychodrama of conscious, deliberate actions taken to facilitate change. Changes to the whole of the environment people exist in, starting with the mental landscape of the people themselves. The place where our reality is first born a dream. Artist Sharon Devlin once bluntly described the true purpose of ritual as being a method to alter one's mind. It's a sacred drama in which you are the audience as well as the participant, and the purpose of it is to activate parts of the mind that are not activated by everyday activity, she said. The mechanics of change through mechanism, a rhythm to sink to, merge and flow with, a magnetic draw drawing one down the path toward transmutation. Rituals are vehicles driving home those ideas. The information, the data, the symbols, which upon transmission create the language by which new society members communicate after they are initiated. This new language imparts a new...
Opted in order to get a feedback from you, how are we going to continue? Shall we discuss about it in pass, or...?
Sure, if you want to. It's fine. It's only 12 minutes, but you can if you want. What did you want to say?
At the moment, not yet anything. Just finding out how we're going to continue. So I'm going to play first.
Yeah, I'm going to be... I'm going to be doing something for the next 10 minutes or so. Well, that's why maybe you should let it play, because I won't be able to talk anyway.
Okay, cool. So I let it play.
And yeah.
numbers of people who have had their lives disrupted, losing their jobs, losing their income, and losing certainly is unprecedented in the impact that it's had around the world.
Thanks for joining us. I know we're surrounded by uncertainty. It feels like everything is changing.
Julian Huxley once wrote that the basic elements in cultural transmission and transformation are psychological. This is how we change. Since time immemorial, high rituals have been performed to transform reality. Ritual, a spiritual psychodrama of conscious, deliberate actions taken to facilitate change. Changes to the whole of the environment people exist in, starting with the mental landscape of the people themselves, the place where our reality is first born a dream. Artist Sharon Devlin once bluntly described the true purpose of ritual as being a method to alter one's mind. It's a sacred drama in which you are the audience as well as the participant, and the purpose of it is to activate parts of the mind that are not activated by everyday activity, she said. The mechanics of change, change through mechanism, a rhythm to sink to, merge and flow with, a magnetic draw drawing one down the path toward transmutation. Rituals are vehicles driving home those ideas, the information, the data, the symbols, which upon transmission create the language by which new society members communicate after they are initiated. This new language imparts a new understanding through definitions the ritual generates, meaning pegged to signposts of its own self-referential process, even if the original purpose gets lost in the repetition of action. A ritual initiation introduces and inducts one into the way, a new way of life or worldview, a program to guide beliefs and actions, enabling the initiate to become a full and true member of the new society. Note that ritual is not always a conscious action. Not everyone partaking in a ritual is always made explicitly aware that they are participants. And yet still, new patterns of thought, of significance, are drummed in. Conscious or not.
Ladies and gentlemen, this commercial is going to use subliminal advertising.
An initiation ritual typically involves three stages. See if any of this sounds familiar to you.
Because this is going to be transformative.
First, isolation for purification. The initiate is separated from the mundane. Did you know mundane means of the world? The initiate is largely removed from the otherwise familiar persons, places, and things one is used to in order to be cleared of them.
Stay home. Protect yourself. Protect our system. Stay home. Everyone must stay home. We have to stay home because if we don't, stay home, stay safe.
Detached and insulated. Purged. Purified.
An extraordinary time where we have to stay home. We have to stay physically distant from the ones we love. How we can change our day-to-day life to avoid direct face-to-face contact. Try to keep yourself away from people as much as possible.
An essential element of this separation from one's typical environment is the suspension of the normal rules of living that one is used to. The normal way.
Normality as it was before will not come back.
Much of the initiate's senses will be commanded and regulated at this time. In other words, the majority of what the initiate sees, hears, smells, touches, and tastes, if directly related, is deliberately controlled. These senses may be bombarded, modified, limited, or deprived. But regardless, perceptions and experiences are ultimately overseen by the high priest and priestesses directing the ritual's performance. enabling new light to shine through a newly opened window of thought.
Every generation has a higher purpose. Ours is to stay home.
With nowhere else to go except where allowed, the insulated, isolated initiate may be forced to confront his or her own reflection and inner shadows that have been ignored or buried somewhere deep beneath the average day-to-day suddenly become unavoidable. Triggers detonated. Another purge. Just as they involve surrender, initiation rituals may also involve sacrifice. Both the tangible that can be held in a hand and the intangible, such as behaviors, may be given up by requirement.
We're forced to change our routines, lifestyles, and habits, and many will be desperate to go back.
After all, for something to be given, something must also be taken. A token of submission, an ounce of blood, a pound of clay to be remolded.
Society will undergo a radical transformation.
Whether dramatically overt or deceitfully subtle, the ritual reinterprets. A new definition given. Training in the form of new behaviors and knowledge, including myths and codes.
Our world is filled with codes, pacts, user agreements, subliminal messages.
Necessary for new members to function properly in the society they are being inducted into, are all imbued at this time. Repetition is typical, as its use helps hammer the spell home.
A new normal. We have to accept a new normal.
The wearing of masks may be required. Masking has traditionally played an important role in rituals of this kind.
Meantime, New York City has joined Los Angeles advising residents to cover their faces. Well, we've already seen a big jump in the number of people wearing masks.
Well, they've announced that anybody who is flying on the plane is going to be having to wear a mask. See here right behind me, about half the folks in line at this market basket right now are wearing masks.
Oh.
Today there was a mandate that went into effect across the entire country to wear a mask.
Enabling and hastening the suppression of ego to help facilitate a death of the old identity before the identification with and manifestation of a new one. Disguised under a mask and hidden away, the initiate is more easily able to transcend the self, pushed further toward that invisible line between the physical and spiritual realms.
The fear that we have, the anxiety that we have, that's not just going to go away.
Trauma is another aspect of this kind of initiation, and most especially to personalize the fear of death.
People are dying, and nearly 6,000 Americans have died.
Sometimes the act of dying is even ceremonially role-played. The dark beyond the darkness. The yawning abyss.
Oh.
I thought I was going to die. And I've never been faced with death before.
Only after death is confronted can the initiate be symbolically resurrected, reborn anew.
To go to sleep in one world and wake up in another.
While the process that is playing out is quite coordinated and sophisticated in reality, it may be executed in a purposefully confusing manner.
Thanks for joining us. I know we're surrounded by uncertainty. It feels like everything is changing.
So that the goalposts seem to keep moving back and forth, up and down, here, now, there, rendering the initiate unable to find solid mental ground from which to make logical sense of anything. This disorientation is key. The uncertain timing generates a general anxiety, further removing the initiate from reality and leaving him or her more susceptible to a type of Pavlovian conditioning. This weakens the defenses just as a virus would, only this has the potential to break down the individual much more completely than a virus would.
I know we're surrounded by uncertainty.
Whatever the finer details, the previous way of life is shed like an old skin. At the end that comes before the beginning, the change begins. This is the second phase, the transition.
It's liminal time, or liminal space. The word liminal literally means
threshold, that we're on a threshold of a new time, a new way of doing things in our society, that there's going to be some transformation.
As the old self symbolically dies and passes away, the initiate descends into a state of liminality, a sort of fever dream purgatory nowhere land, the void in the middle. Thus, the old self dies as the initiate is purified. Now, a white room, a blank canvas washed and primed and desperate for paint, a tabula rasa. At the same time his old existence and way of life dies, the initiate transcending it is gradually being processed, reprogrammed, and incorporated into his or her new environment.
Because this is going to be transformative. It is going to be transformative on a personal basis, on a social basis, on a systems basis. We're never going to be the same again.
Reformed, reconstituted, and rebirthed into the new world that awaits at the end of the tunnel.
As a society, beyond just this immediate situation, we should start looking forward to understand how this experience is going to change us, or how it should change us.
This is the final phase of the ritual, integration.
Everyone wants to know, is this the new reality?
Too early to say that we're looking at something closer to a reformation.
We're waking up to the new normal.
When do we get back to normal? I don't think we get back to normal.
This is an extraordinary time where we have to accept the new normal.
Society will undergo a radical transformation.
And hello. Just remember, we are alone together.
Oh. And as a new normal descends, it can feel so solitary. And yet, we're all alone together.
Does any of this sound familiar now?
Okay, we are back. That was the characteristics of an initiation ritual by Truth Stream Media. I think I know this channel. They were very active with the Pizzagate psyop. Okay. Who wants to talk about this stuff? It's interesting. I don't say it's not interesting, but...
did you like that? That's pretty good.
You know, it is interesting to deconstruct. It's not you cannot learn something from it. You can learn how to deconstruct it because it hits the same bloodstream that the ritual itself does. It reproduces the condition of the conditioning that the psyop does.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was clear as I
it's kind of philosophical.
I just want to say it reproduces the whole thing that this psyop already does. It is not helping to make fear less or to eradicate some manipulative aspects of the psyop.
I just want an explanation for what's going on. That's all I'm asking for. I just want to know what's going on.
I'm not criticizing you.
No, I know you're not. I'm not taking it as criticism. I'm just telling you what I'm looking for in everything I listen to and view. I'm trying to figure out what is going on here. What is behind the stupidity that's going on? What is the purpose of this great big change? Yeah. Who's getting rich? Who's getting poor? Who's getting pushed around?
Yeah.
And why, as usual... Why is everyone going along with it as if they have no brains? So this is all I'm trying to understand. This is the only purpose of my constant media deconstruction. I am not starting a country. I don't have solutions. I just want to discuss it because at least it helps my sanity as people around me go insane en masse. So that is why I'm here only. I'm not starting my own country, like I said. I'm not trying to start a revolution. I'm just trying to deconstruct it. Hopefully enough people agree and think this is crazy. I don't mind change. I just don't want insane change that makes no sense.
Look, what is the maximum we can achieve in any...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
How much louder is that bumper to my voice?
Only a little, I think.
Because it is 10 times louder than your voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I have my mic really very close to my mouth. I almost swallow it, I could say.
Well, all I can tell you is you may need another microphone.
Really? But it's new. I just bought it with the F-55.
Well, maybe it's giving problems now. Okay. The only way I can tell you if it's no good is if you try another one or try another phone.
I have
There's only a couple things you can do when you're trying to troubleshoot a problem, and mainly the easiest thing is just to switch out parts. So if you know if there's something not running.
Just a minute. No, I'm on lap.
Now you're 100 times louder.
but that's only the laptop mic. That's without headphone.
Doesn't matter. It's way louder than that other thing.
Okay, so I can let this. I think it's better because this way I don't need to close my ears. Okay, what I wanted to ask you previously was, just let's take it without a timeline, without, you know, or take a big timeline, 300 years or something. What is the maximum you can achieve in your life concerning the concept which you have not chosen, but others have chosen, let's call them the elite, and you confront them, you live in them. The maximum that you can achieve is to understand them and to eradicate the influence that they have without your control. That's the maximum. You cannot change them, you cannot change the structures, they are much bigger than we are. You cannot have a big influence, only a small one, maybe to 2 people, 5 people, 10 people. So I think the same thing goes with this PSYOP. Regardless how big the concept is and how deep it goes into changing day-to-day life and completely all the relationships with our bodies, with our movements, with our breathing, with everything, and how we relate with others, what we are able to do is, hopefully, to understand it and to minimize the manipulative impact. And therefore, personally, I do not find helpful material that reproduces the ritualistic, symbolistic, metaphysical, manipulative, emotional material that is already around me, but I prefer a simple language and analyzing the things as they appear in my day-to-day life.
Okay. That's what fakeologist.com is all about. I think you summarized it beautifully.
App, say something more.
I think you summarized fakeologist.com perfectly.
I think that's why I'm here. Because it's really a place where it is possible to talk about things. Yes, you cut through the bullshit. And, you know, I would like to talk about also what Rolly, I think, tried previously to give to the whole thing a more, let's say, conscious or humane proportion by saying that the ritualistic is symbolic. That means, as I understand it, it is not so close as we fear sometimes. Actually, it's nothing else than something symbolic going on. But at the same time, we live in all these symbols and rituals. We should be able to overview them and to choose which ones do we want, which ones do we find positive or negative, and for what. So I am very, very critical about such material as Truth Stream Media.
Okay. I like their stuff. It obviously took a long time to make. I'm trying to remember the one before this. It was pretty good, too.
Yeah, if you find it, put it in the stream so we can listen to it again another time.
The other one is 30 minutes. It's much longer.
Okay. Okay.
We can just go through this. Go to the same channel.
Okay.
See, look at it. It's pretty good, too. Pretty good discussion.
Is it also about the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same idea.
Same idea.
Why don't you play a bit of it? That one you could probably stop a bit.
Yeah, but if you stop... When I stop a video up and then say to the bot, play, it plays it from the beginning again.
No, that's because you got to pause it.
Okay. That's another comment. Okie dokie. I'm going to look if I find it.
Pause and resume.
Okay, but maybe just to talk a bit about the content of the video, if you would like.
Yeah, I don't remember it right now. To start playing it.
No, I mean this one that we listened to now.
Yeah.
I did some notes on the live stream show notes.
Okay.
And maybe, I'm not sure if they're right, but we can talk about. She was referring to Julian Huxley. It was his theory that transformations, everything that manifests is actually psychic. Oh, okay. Everybody knows that because we all exist. But we don't know exactly if it is psychic or if it is something else. So this is a very materialistic point of view, which excludes the existence, for example, of a superior power or something. And logically, this guy is also a biologist, eugenicist, and internationalist, and he was a proponent of natural selections, which means the survival of the fittest, etc. And he was a leading figure in the mid-20th century modern synthesis. He was secretary of a zoological whatever stuff. This is Wikipedia. So this is not a nice guy. I don't want him as a friend. And I don't trust him if he says something.
Yeah, he's a globalist. He's internationalist. That's a pretty good one. And he's a eugenicist for sure.
Yes.
Basically, he only wants, in case anyone doesn't know what that means, he only wants strong to survive and to reproduce. The rest can just die.
Yes.
Vaccinated. Which leads to a death.
Yeah. Oh, apropos vaccinated, I listened to this today in some medium. The reason, that was the phrase, the reason why they want to vaccinate us is because to produce one bullet for everyone would be too expensive.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't remember who said it. If I find it, I will tell you. Okay, so this guy, Julian Huxley, eugenicist, is the basis, the philosophical basis of this school of thought, which is, can we call it Freemasonic? Or is it something else? Or is it just general metaphysics?
I don't know if it's Masonic, because I'm not a Mason, but...
I also don't know, but...
I don't like to give everything to the Masons. They don't invent everything and every thought, so...
Okay.
No, there's lots of elitists, there's lots of nobility... Why don't we call him a noblest,
A noblest.
Who are the elite in the queen, under the king and the queen? They're nobles.
Okay,
there's,
yeah.
They're supposed to be the big thinkers, aren't they?
I have no idea, actually, because I'm very disappointed by the big thinkers and by the royals also. But let's say this is a school, something like whatever. Does it have something to do with alchemists? I mean, this stuff Yeah, the nature of reality is dream. So we have three bullshit determinations combined together.
Yeah.
And compared with each other, which have nothing to do with each other. You cannot talk in the same sentence about dreams, reality, and whatever, transmutation and all this stuff. This is really very deep confusion that this is creating on the basis of the dehumanization of the one who is listening to it. You know, you are the small participant in a very big, big, deep and complicated philosophical game, and you have now to be passive and just please take in what this Aldous Huxley or Julian Huxley, I don't know if they were colleagues or
they're related,
okay. That doesn't surprise me. So, it is power. It is power of knowledge. Where in my understanding, knowledge has nothing to do with power. Knowledge is something that enables you to understand, and understanding is understanding puts you in, contrary to what the word is saying in English, puts you on the same level with the thing that you are understanding. You are equal. There is no power in the constellation of understanding. And in this whole situation, in this video, this is a very strong parameter that she reproduces, or they, because I don't believe this is a personal production. That's a professional production. Yeah. Okay, I will say something more because I noted it. She describes, or they describe, three stages of the ritualistic, let's say, their transmutation. First is the isolation. It is always underlaid or overlaid with excerpts from the mass media, from the Corona Psyop. This is not very good, very well audible, but if you pay attention, while she is reading the text, you have always this input on the audio line by excerpts from press conferences or news or whatever. And so she describes these three stages: isolation, transition, and integration. And then there is the new situation where you are in compliance with the new mastery, let's say, of the master psyop that is going on. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. What does it help us to understand? I don't know.
I mean, give me 1 second here, maybe.
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to continue thinking about it loudly. As I said previously, I think it repeats the conditioning that the psyop does on a pro forma knowledgeable level. So this is actually duplicating the psyop, and it is also underlaid, or how is it called, in the background, with some very deep hypnotic musical elements, acoustic elements that are repetitive and ritualistic per se. So, I don't know. It's a little bit, I think we could use, I'm going too far now, I know, because everyone likes this stuff, and I don't say it is not good, because that's the problem. Good stuff sometimes appears to be interesting, and actually it is hurting, it is destroying something. But I would also apply the term of perversion to this kind of analysis or presentation, because exactly of this element of the duplication of the effect of the psyop. So you have a psyop that does all this stuff, and it tells you also what's the aim of it. The aim of it is eugenics, survival of the fittest, apply, comply, or you die. It does all this, duplicating all these psychological effects and power and misuse of emotions and ritualistic music, etc. And it tells you, but I did something good.
Yeah.
You are sick. Please eat this ice cream. I will give you 10 ice creams. You are fat. I have made a cheese cake. I don't know, you know, it's perverse.
I love cheesecake.
Pardon? You love cheesecake? There is Canadian cheesecake. That's a speciality in Germany.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I have to get some coffee. I'm off for a minute.
All right. Let's welcome Chris. Chris 746, if he wants to join in and say hi, Chris. Chris is in the live stream. Say hi, Chris, if you want.
Oh.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How you been?
I'm not too bad.
Have we talked before? I don't recognize your voice.
Yeah, we did. You're in the Humboldt Broncos thing.
Oh, right. Where are you calling from?
Toronto.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're from Toronto, right.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Toronto? Don't give me the street, just whereabouts.
East York, Scarborough area.
Oh, right. Right. Well, fantastic. I'm in the east side, too.
Yeah.
So what did you record a bumper for me? Oh, is that bad?
No, I have not.
Oh, if you want to go to SpeakPipe, that goes for anyone. You don't even have to be on the audio chat. If you don't want to, go to fakeologist.com/ blog # SpeakPipe, and you'll find it on the right side.
Okay.
Can you speak up later. Just a bit?
Yeah, I can do that later.
Oh, perfect. So what, are you in lockdown now in Toronto?
Yeah, sort of. Yourself?
It's not even a lockdown. It's just that all the businesses are closed, pretty much. So
yeah,
the net effect is a lockdown because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. On the road?
What's your take on... Pardon me?
On the road?
On the road? What are you saying?
Are you still working on trucking?
Yeah. We're essential.
That's right.
Without us, you wouldn't eat.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing?
The 401 all cleaned up? What are you doing? Oh, sorry?
What are you doing these days?
In school.
You're in school, but that means you're not in school.
I'm working co-op right now, so...
All right. Oh, how old are you?
24.
Oh, you're a younger person. Great. Good for you.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I have a
plan. This has been a bad day for animals. I almost killed a squirrel on the road today.
I saw a dead Canada goose that just got hit in front of me, and a woodpecker just killed himself at my house. What does that mean?
I don't know. Some people would say that's good luck.
The animals are dying all around me, and it's not COVID.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find the animals are being stupid. They're just running across the street. I think they're just chasing their girlfriends half the time, but they're not thinking too clearly. So what's your take on all this COVID stuff, Chris? You're a young, woke person.
Fucking nonsense.
Which is fairly rare. What do you think of it?
It's absolute nonsense. And there's a... I have a couple friends who, you know, I didn't think were that indoctrinated, but, I mean, they're scared to shake my hand now or come inside, hang out at my house.
I was talking to a girl through a window, and I couldn't hear her properly. She had it opened up a crack, so I went and spoke into the crack, and she freaked out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, my buddy's parents, they're, like, from Italy. And they're freaking out.
They're in Italy?
Oh, they're from Italy. They're, like, Italian immigrants.
Right. Oh, but they've been over here a while in Canada?
If it hits close to home, but they're, like, so freaked.
Yeah, my parents are freaked out, too. No doubt about it. They told me to come by and do a drive-by visit. I told them, no, I don't think so.
Terrible.
It's a little hard to talk to someone when you're 12 feet away.
Yeah.
I just said I'll talk to you in the summer. if it's over by then.
That's from my family.
I'll see you in the summer.
Yeah, that's from my family. They were kind of scared, but I basically forced them to, like, shake my hand. Try and break the program.
So what do you think is happening exactly? Do you believe there's a... Do you believe in virology, viruses? Do you believe viruses exist? Do you believe viruses
kind of breaking
are contagious? Do you believe viruses exist? And do you believe viruses are contagious?
I don't really know. The points you brought up a couple calls ago, I was listening to about viruses. Definitely worth considering.
Have you looked at my main Corona page where I just put a couple videos of some people I think are pretty good?
Yeah.
Who's making all that noise? Mistin is making all the noise.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not even moving, but my mic does.
I know. Go on, push to talk. That's all I can tell you.
I just closed the mic.
Right. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm just saying, yeah, some of the points you made about virology kind of makes sense. And then I also listened to the podcast where the guy talked about Koch's postulate. That was kind of interesting, too.
Right. That's a German guy, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think the end game is? What's your thought on that?
Well, at first I thought like it was going to last like a really long time, but I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm hoping, cause I don't want to be locked down anymore, that it'll probably end in like a month. By May, you know, most stuff will be back to normal.
So you're okay to go another month stuck in your house?
I don't like it, but I mean, I'm hoping it ends at the latest May.
Right. Well, it's killed the hockey season in Toronto, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of sites do you go to try and figure this out? Where are you looking?
I went to Hoaxbus. Well, I got into Fakeology was through Hoaxbuster and then to you.
Oh, right, yeah, I think you told me. What do you think of the whole Chris Kendall thing? Real or fake?
I don't know. It's suspicious for sure, though.
Did you read all the posts and all the comments on the post?
Yeah. And how his mom, you know, posting elephant pictures and stuff. Kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. You think Chris was one of the good guys, or he went to the dark side?
I don't know. Maybe he just, you know, wanted cash out or something.
Do you think an offer could have been made?
Maybe. You never know.
Isn't now more important than ever to be a truther?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I was making jokes now, because, you know, they all say, you know, like, or, like, truthers live in their parents' basement.
Yes,
like,
your mic is open again.
Yes, but I wanted to us to listen a little bit to President Trump, who is now talking live, but it doesn't work with Fred.
No, it doesn't. Fred doesn't do live. I don't know why. It's supposed to do live,
okay.
But it does not do live. It is supposed to do live, but I don't think it's doing live. Unless, maybe you can check on the instructions, but I couldn't get it to do live either.
No problem.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I was saying how people say, oh, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you live in a dark basement, right? Spend all your time in the basement at home, right?
Yeah.
But now, look, who wants to spend time in their home? Who wants to go outside? Kind of switched, eh?
Yeah. Well, who wants to be outside in Toronto today? It's freezing out.
Yeah, I know. April kind of sucks here.
Yeah, April can go both ways. This month, it's gone the wrong way. It's gone the COVID way.
Guys, listen. Can you hear it?
Right there, we have to have jobs for Americans.
Did you have any sense of, like, if unemployment gets to 4% or 5%?
Well, you know what I'm just saying. You know, we're in that position to have that debate. But now we're not in that position. Right now we've closed down the largest economy, the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's the most successful economy when you look at the stock market, breaking records virtually every week, sometimes every day. And stock market's still not doing badly considering what this country's been through, which will be because you have stronger than us in the first place. But, no, I hope we're going to be able to have that discussion.
Yeah, that's enough, Mr. I don't want to listen to that clown. Well, it's not good enough to... It's not good enough to listen to. It's a little too...
Yeah.
Because you're too far. Yeah.
Okay.
It's too bad that Fred Bo doesn't work with the live stream, but I don't, if there's a better, Discord bot out there and you can find it, let me know and we can try it. That goes for anyone. If there's a good bot, if there's a better bot, let me know. I just thought Fred Bo was the best. Go ahead, Chris.
Kind of lost my train. Can't even remember what I was talking about.
Well, we were talking about COVID. We were talking about it was cold in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
So you said, hold on, whose family's got Italian parents? Is that yours or
someone else? One of my buddies, yeah.
Yeah, what about your parents? What do they think of the whole thing?
They're kind of, you know, hold contradictory opinions at the same time.
Can you educate them?
No, I don't think I tried. Best not to. When it first came out, you know, I was a little less into, you know, hip to fakeology, so I considered it maybe being real, but, it's just the way the news reacted to it that I figured out. They kind of try to make it into, like, this, like, collective identity kind of thing. How we're all in this together. It was like a story arc.
Right.
How they chronicle.
What do you think of the latest Corona slogan, Alone Together.
Oh, didn't hear that, but never heard of it.
How's that for oxymoronic speak?
Yeah.
Alone Together. Talk about double speak.
Yeah. But, you know, another indicator that's probably going to go away is, you know, there's new media stories now. So, news cycle was...
Oh, right, the shooting started again.
Yep.
What do you think of the Korean leader,
too?
What's the latest with him?
Apparently he had brain surgery, now he's like a vegetable or something.
Oh, I heard he was sick, but now he's a vegetable. Okay.
Something like that, yeah. And his sister is the new villain or something now.
Oh, they're bringing in a woman. Perfect.
Yeah.
She's probably worse than him.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
She probably eats brains.
Yeah, because the talking point is, oh, you know, he's vicious, but she's, like, so much worse. He's the lesser of the two evils. That's the...
But then he was having a good time. He was joking around. He was laughing a lot at the end.
Yeah.
They were yapping about Civet Cat and Sinewy and Civet Cat and... is going on about Civet Cat.
Yeah. You, have you seen much of the shooting? Much of the coverage of that?
No. I never liked Canadian PSYOPs. They're really lame.
Yeah, I know.
Now, they're really bad. I'm reposting a lot of the video from Jefferson Girl. I haven't posted it yet. They're okay. They're not very conclusive in any way. You know Jefferson Girl? Oh. Jeffersonian Girl?
I think I've heard of her, but I don't think I've ever seen a video.
Yeah, that entity is on 153news.net. And that's the only person making videos on the Canadian... Well, that's one of the few people, I should say, making videos on this. Yeah, he did something. I actually mirrored it on FakeTube. He found that number on the police car, which was 11B28 or 28B11. That's actually a number that's being used in the Corona hoax.
Oh.
That sequence of letter and numbers has something to do with the so-called cure for the Corona virus. That was pretty funny.
Because when I was eating, the news was on, and they were doing an interview with one of the victims. Like, he was the husband of this victim.
Yeah,
and she was a nurse. It was like a 15-minute interview. He was kind of crying. Like,
yeah, but were there any tears?
No, I don't think so.
No.
He was tying in how
you could do an interview if your wife was murdered.
No, I don't think so. He was tying in a bunch of stuff about the coronavirus, about how there's a meth shortage. He was actually
reading from the Corona script after his wife was murdered.
Yeah, pretty much. I can post the interview. I just forgot the guy's name, but I have it somewhere in my bookmarks.
That's amazing. But not surprising.
Yeah, Canadian slaps are so bizarre, man. The part where this girl was playing.
I would say ours are poorly developed.
Yeah, she was playing the bagpipes on the news and then they showed the pictures of all the victims.
Who was playing the bagpipes?
Some girl in Nova Scotia. Like, they were showing it on the news, and then they were showing all the victims. It was, like, obvious, like, emotional manipulation.
I think the worst part, I think the reason why Canada's a small country, obviously, compared to the United States, one-tenth the size, so if we only have, say, 35 million people in our country, how many people watch the news? Therefore, how many people would watch this coverage?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Tom Dapper on psychologist.com.
I'm surprised he didn't play the bagpipes. Yeah, so the point is that not too many people are going to pay attention to this hoax. So, do they really have to spend much time or money on it?
More people are watching the news probably more than ever now.
Yeah, but just because you don't watch the news doesn't mean that you, like, get cross-contaminated by the information by those who actually watch it.
Say that again, Raleigh? You're very...
So let's say, for instance, like, I'm somebody who doesn't watch the news at all, right? I get in a conversation that somebody who has had the official line carved into their head, they're going to affect the way that I think. They're going to feed me that mind virus regardless of me watching the mainstream media, right?
Yeah.
So people are still going to be affected and cross-pollinated by the mainstream media, whether they go to the BoobTube or...
Yes. That's one virus I think you can pass, the mind virus. That's good. I like that. That's
And it's the plague of madness is upon us.
Yeah, that's the only virus you can pass is the mind virus. Yeah, I like that.
So, I mean, that's how it works. I mean... people that don't cling to their TV, they could give you the state-sanctioned talking points of 9/11 easily. They'll just shoot them off at you. It's the same thing for this coronavirus.
Yeah, but with the Canadian... are you following the Canadian shooting? You're close to Canada, I think, where you live.
I wasn't even aware of it.
Yeah, see? It's not... Yeah, you're not aware. I
thought we left the era of mass shooting hoaxes, you know. It's surprising when you hear one nowadays. It's like since coronavirus, they just kind of got locked down. As if somebody who wanted to go and commit murder would just stop because of a virus.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's what Chris was saying. It's sort of good news that we're back into the shooting hoaxes because it might mean that the coronavirus hoax is not... It's not selling anymore. It's too lame. Yeah. It's time for it to disappear. It's lost everyone's attention.
The only reason it got...
Yeah, I went through a bad area. Can you hear me now? 2, 2, 1, 2?
A little better, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a bad area. So it's lost everyone's attention pretty much, the coronavirus. The only reason it's got people's attention is because everyone's forced to stay home.
Yeah.
If you were doing your thing, there's no way it would get your attention.
Waking up again, Ab.
Right. It interrupts your day-to-day ritual that you had prior to this ritual that you're being implemented through right now.
Yeah, exactly. Because most people don't have a ritual right now.
Yeah, most people are definitely not doing, you know, waking up 7 o'clock in the morning to go to work. They're kind of sleeping in, and it's kind of like being undisciplined, like off of the, you know, ritual, off the circuit, and they're sleeping in more and getting drunk and intoxicating more often.
Is that what you do, Raleigh?
No, I don't. I'm more of an organic type of guy.
Okay. Did you say an inorganic?
Organic.
Okay.
What does
that mean? You drink?
Yeah, I don't drink. I don't take a drop of alcohol whatsoever.
Is that by choice or is it something you
I like
forced
to
do or?
No, I just don't really like it. I mean, I just like to have clear mind and sound body.
Well, you're my kind of guy. I like that. I like that idea.
You still fighting, Rolly?
No, I haven't done it in about 4 years. I think, like, I'm going to get past the stage where I'm taking care of little kids so I can have time for it. Because right now they're time-consuming and very expensive. But George Foreman, I've been looking at, you know, he retired for 8 years, or was nearly 10 years, in his fighting career, after being a minister for all that time, to go back into fighting at 45. So I might do that.
Broly, do you know the name of George Foreman's kids, children?
What was it? I used to know.
Do you know the name of any of his children, the boys?
No, tell me.
Okay, one is named George. Okay.
Oh, they're all named George, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Is there like a Georgina as well?
I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
I did. Oh, don't call him a nut because I did it to my kids. They all have a variant of Roland.
Yeah, but at least you didn't call him Roland.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you imagine calling them all George? That's just, I guess that's sort of a real sign of narcissism. I love myself so much, I've got 5 copies of myself. My name.
Muslims generally name their kids Muhammad, like especially the first one. Because there's some sort of like saying of the prophet that if you name him after the prophet of Islam, you get automatic acceptance to heaven.
Well, I think it might always be one of their names. Like in the Sikh religion, their last name is all Singh.
No way.
Yep. And it caused a huge headache with the with the identification system in Canada, because we have a lot of Sikhs here. So I think the government told them, okay, it's fine, but Singh can be your middle name, but it can't be your last name, because it was throwing because everyone had the same name. It was really causing a huge problem for identification purposes. So they had to move one. I don't know which way they moved the name. I had to go to the middle name, or I'm not exactly sure how it went, but I just remember that was a big deal, because they all have Singh in their name.
Yeah, so they all take, like, similar same names in Sikh or Muslim culture, but they all wear the same attire, too. Like, for Sikhs, they always have long beards and wear a turban to hide their hair, which is usually very...
Well, their hair is sacred, and I don't know what percentage wear a turban, but it's not 100%. It might be only half.
I know. They only do wear the turban so that they could work, you know, around it. It's not really the turban itself that's sacred. But they do have to wear a hat when they enter their temple.
No. The hair is sacred. They don't cut their hair.
No, I get that. I'm talking about the hat is not sacred. Or the turban,
I don't know what part. It's something to do with the hair. You don't cut your hair, but that's in public. At home, they take it off. It's just a public, something that they do in public. But not all Sikhs and not all Muslims behave the same way in Western countries. I think it's a little more rigid in their in a religious based country, but not here. Would you agree, Chris?
Yeah, I think so for the most part. Crazy how quick people like westernize here.
Well, they have to. People like to get along. And it would just like be pretty soon you're gonna be wearing a mask anyway yourself. If you don't want to stand out. You wear a mask in public?
Absolutely not.
You?
You're not wearing a mask yet?
No.
I see people out. I'm out and about all day, so I see people with the mask. They just hang it around their neck. I've seen people put it on their head. It's all over the place. They got it on their dashboard, hanging off their steering wheel. It's just become, well, it gets in your way. You can't talk to people. If I had the mask on now, you wouldn't be able to understand me.
Have you guys seen the plastic mask that you can wear to throw off the cameras in case they're trying to scan your face?
Well, how can they scan your face? Like, with a regular surgical mask, it's up to your eyeballs.
Yeah, good point. But, I mean, at least, like, you could throw them off like you're a different person.
Well.
Up?
Yes?
Can I ask something?
No, go ahead. I'm only 5 minutes away from the afternoon commute drive, so go ahead. You can take over, Rover.
No. I just want to ask something. I found Paola Gloria YouTube channel, and I found a video that I wanted to play previously.
Go ahead.
Go. But it starts at minute 40. It's too long if you want to listen to all of it. Is it possible with this bot to tell him to play from minute so-and-so?
Yes, it is.
And what do I have to do? Do I have to copy the YouTube link at the point that I want to start? Maybe?
No. It's if you go into the commands text channel and look in the pinned messages, you'll find the documentation link for Fredboat. And click on it and read it. I can't remember the command.
Guys, would it be okay for you if we listen a little bit to this old show?
Of course. It's the audio chat. What?
Okay, cool. I will try it and go to the commands first.
Oh, fuck, I'm talking to myself here, aren't I?
Tom Delpra, how are you doing?
Sorry, I just clicked on the thing, didn't I, idly, not thinking what I was doing. It's so easy to do it with Discord, isn't it? I just thought I'd pop in and say hello, and of course you're on live stream. Because you're
hello, Tommy! Hello!
Hello! Splendid. Yes, it's so nice and busy around here. It feels like it's a real sort of, you know, is it like all this isolation is not around here. It's the opposite in the alternative world at the moment, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Membership
is going through the membership's going through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's something to be embraced, isn't it? Definitely. We've got to love the PSYOP. That's what we study them all the time. So I suppose it would be natural that they would, if being in one, would be on in our element.
Yeah, I noticed that Craig is not here, Nislam. You got to.
Do I have Craig to call Craig first? Okay.
Well, no, you tried to call Craig, but you got to put colon Craig colon to get him in here. You pressed Craig. There's all these damn commands.
Colon. There's a kind of command colon, isn't it? You know, arsehole,
colon,
rectum.
Colon, yeah. Craig, colon, yeah.
Sorry, that's childish of me. Sorry.
Well, we are childish, aren't we, though?
No,
Craig has colon, Craig, colon, no at sign, and then a comma. A semicolon is for Fred Vogt. Comma is for Craig.
Okay. First time it works.
Colon, yes. Toilet roll.
I'll be back in a minute. I just have to step out.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm so...
Now recording.
Mate, are you alright?
Craig joined.
Yeah, I know. Every time he's been in, he's been absolutely little sweetie, hasn't he? Never said a word.
Hey, Tom, I didn't get you because I'm busy with a command.
That's fine. You told me to come on. I imagine you being some kind of dominatrix.
No, I am not a dominatrix, totally not. That's the problem.
Sorry. I apologize. I'm joking. It's the commands thing. I imagine you come... Yes. Sorry. Yes, so what are you looking for?
Join.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Perhaps I'll do a soliloquy. I compare me to a summer's day. Thou art more lovely and more temperate. I think she's having an orgasm, people. Can you hear? Rough winds just shake the garlic buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Oh!
What's going on?
I'm so sorry. Faye, are you there?
I'm here, yes. But I'm still busy with this fucking fat ball.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. Fat Pokemon is gone. Okay. Oh, I have to read all this.
I had an encounter today which I found quite cathartic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter now. But it's always recording, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, it's like Craig's here. I was going to say you carry on with what you're doing. I'll just have a jabber on to myself. It's just sort of, it's midnight here, you know, and it's just sort of. I just felt like coming in and saying something. But Craig's here, and he's been absolute darling. He's because that's what you want out of a techie, don't you? You really don't want them to...
I am not a sexy, if you're talking to me.
Craig is that, isn't he? Yeah, no, you're not. You're suffering at the moment. Are you trying to...
suffering and not able to understand what you are saying because I'm too busy here.
Well, that's fine. Well, why don't you mute or something like that? Why don't you mute it so that you, if you want. Or I'll just shut up. Oh, okay. And actually, I'm just in here, just idly, you know, to just say hi sort of thing and then pop in and out as you can easily from Discord. But sort of Tim was in, then he's gone, and now I'm just sort of here. And I didn't really, I should have sort of said to Faye, I've got to go, really. And I didn't, I wasn't assertive enough. And now I'm just lingering and talking, you know, which I'm well capable of doing, but probably not that entertaining. So better say goodbye to Faye.
I will be back. Don't leave. Are you still there? I'm just searching for the command. I want to play a YouTube video from Paula Gloria's channel.
So long.
8.
Yeah, okay.
You
know more what you're doing than I do. I know you can, this Craig guy, you can actually get him in colon Craig, isn't it? Is it Craig, colon Craig colon?
Craig has joined, but I cannot start. I cannot enable the fretbot mode to join. I don't know how to do that. The first time it worked, but now it doesn't work anymore. I don't know why.
You've done it once. I'll have a look in there as well.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay. Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, baby.
Can you sing something so the time passes? Or tell us a story from earlier in the 2013 when you joined Fakeologist.
Yojin. If you ain't, because if you're going to have your mic open, it's going to keep making noise, isn't it? Yeah, and keep recording. So please select, you've got Fredbot in there, please select a track with the play 1-5 commands. Are you following?
Yes, but it doesn't work. You know, first I said Craig join, and then Craig joined. And now I think I have to manage so that Fredbot joins also. You know, I learned it today myself, and I had to compare with what the others were commanding in the command channel. But now I don't remember how I did it. Ah. Fredbot, play this. But first the Fredbot has to join. How did I do that? So I go back and I say all users have left the voice channel, the player has been paused. I have to see how. Okay, Benoit said play, found another 26, so stop and play. So does this Fredbot join automatically? The queue has emptied, play, I don't get it.
I'm useless to you. I really am, because I think I'd only confuse the issue at this point because I haven't got a clue what anything you're doing. I'm looking in commands.
Ah, now it works.
Hey, well done.
It works.
Hey.
Hi, well, it's full of glory, and this show is called kind of lady Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. Today, I have the great honor to be going farther down the rabbit hole with people who have, in their own right,
done so far down the rabbit hole, there's no chance of them seeing any fucking sense.
Which is bring deeper knowledge to people, so that with deeper knowledge, they can be more effective in
deeper
their
knowledge
personal life
lost underground.
And more effective in their responsibilities to the society and the community which they're part of. I
yeah, the underground community.
One, two, three, four, five producers who are helping to produce this show collectively. Two of them are behind the camera.
On the ground.
Three of them are on the set with me. And also on the telephone, lost. I'm joined by Marcus Allen, who is a web marketer.
Shit, I'm taking the piss out of Marcus Allen.
As well as my friend Molly Cheshire, who is writing a book about our spiritual adventures in India and then adventures that she had after she left India, where we were there for 4 months together, and I stayed for 4 years, and she went on and did other things. So I will start on my right welcoming Alan Steinfeld.
It's nice to be here with you and yes. our honored guests.
And I want to say that Alan introduced me to public access, and I'm here because of his belief in public access and new realities.
And in Paula's ability to communicate what she feels is the truth. So I recognize that in you and your ability to express it. So I'm glad you've revolutionized public access. Everyone's here.
Let me introduce
at a whole new level because of some of the innovations that you've brought.
Thanks. And to my immediate left is Josh Walensky. And Josh Walensky has the Josh Walensky Show. And he has mentored me greatly about the history of New York City and how New Yorkers have been working together. The stories that he told of LaGuardia really touched me and inspired me to do more.
Well, I want to thank you, Paula, and your contributions to worldwide access to public access.
Thank you. And to Josh's left is Harold Channer, who's had conversations with Harold on for about, what, how many years?
Well, it's actually conversations with Channer.
Conversations
but,
with Channer.
But I think it must have got started about 1970, so it's about 37 years.
Yeah, so Harold Channer has the longest standing public access television show in the entire world. And whenever Harold encourages me and tells me, don't give up, keep going, I really respect those comments because I know it's coming from someone who's done just that. So thank you for joining me on this show.
My pleasure. Great pleasure, yeah.
Then on the telephone, we have Marcus Allen from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Marcus.
It's a pleasure to be here, Paula.
Can you say just a bit about what you do?
Sure. Most of the day, I am a Mr. Mom. And that affords me the opportunity to find real truth about what the global agenda is in the world. And at the same time, I run a web marketing business helping marketers around the world bring in more business.
Wonderful. And finally, Molly Cheshire on the phone. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Paula.
Do you want to say a little bit about what you're up to these days?
I think that another piece that you didn't really explain is that, you know, I've been in the movie business since 86. I started out in features and then worked in network TV and sports television for a while, and now I basically shoot videos, and that's about it.
That's wonderful. So before we launch into it, I also want to say that Gloria Messer is helping to produce this and direct this in the control room. Do you want to say hello, Gloria? Or?
Hello, everyone.
Hi. And Gloria's had a public access television show for many years, and she is probably an exemplary mom.
I paused it now. Tom left because he didn't want to hear it? Okay, I continue.
Of helping others to produce their shows and get the word out. And we have Joe Friendly here behind the camera, but he doesn't have access to a computer at the time. So Joe Friendly's show is Truth for a Change, and he's handling the camera. Thank you, everybody. So what I want to go into right now is the whole concept of the responsibility of media to bring to the people the ability to lead a more meaningful and productive life as a result of more accurate information. And these different producers that I'm honored to have around me and the people on the telephone all represent very, very different ways of looking at the world, but it's our difference that makes our life so so much richer. And in particular, there's a major division between the spiritual and the scientific or the practical, and I feel that ultimately they will come together. And so what I'm hoping is to propose a big challenge. We're going to be looking at a 7-minute roll-in of the most controversial material regarding what happened in 9/11. So I think without further ado, we will take that roll-in. And Molly and Marcus, you can watch this remotely because I picked it up over the internet. So can we put that roll-in now, and then we'll comment on it. So while we're waiting to queue up, I'll say that, oh, here, I can't see it on the monitor, there we go. It's an analysis of arguably the most well-known footage of 9/11. It's played in the cinema halls and in countless TV features. We are all familiar with these images of the busy New York Fire Department team checking for a gas leak in the middle of a fully closed-off New York intersection. And by the way, this has no dramatic sounds because they feel that they want to get rid of the emotion. They were purportedly shot by these award-winning film students, the Nadé brothers. A Paramount feature film was produced out of the fortunate, quote, images they shot. They caught both the Twin Tower strikes on film. Let's see what they filmed by, quote, pure chance on that morning. Can't see no gas down there. And we have the fireman all of a sudden for no apparent reason. But what? I smell a rat. He's looking up. And then the cameraman pans all the way around for no apparent reason to look at the World Trade Center. And we see something going into it.
Well, can I say
Look. Do the wing tips explode? Look very carefully. North side explosion. East side. Alan, you got to look.
I'm looking.
East side explosion. Top floor explosion. West side explosion. Now they've frozen it. And south side explosion. Approximately 20 stories lower than the airplane. Top floor smoke. Now all these little arrows show the different explosions that happened. One heck of a fuel tank. A very odd shape impacts the tower. It seems to be looks 767. Frequently asked question, if it wasn't an airplane, just what caused that airplane-shaped hole 160 feet? The answer is all on film. Primary explosion burns out. The arrow showing the primary explosion. Secondary linear explosion. Now watch that, the secondary explosion. 6 seconds after impact. Let's loop it a few times. Okay, watch. They're going to loop it a few times, so we watch the secondary explosion. Pre-placed charges. That's what they're proposing. No wings, no plane. At least 10 vertical fairings are still intact, 10 feet. Wall still intact. Intact wall. In fact, as we reverse the tape, we may see that 30% of the tower wall is still intact. Joe, keep... Yeah, this is really... Yeah, good, he got his glasses. No airplanes here. Tape forwarded again. See, there's a secondary explosion. 6 seconds after airplane impact. Okay, that's black with sketch something. I couldn't read
black
that.
Black
dash. No airplane here. Proof of non-existing airplane. The gash made by cutter charges and missile question mark was 30 feet short of a Boeing 767 wingspan, which is 160. That's why some photoshopping was done to fix the problem. The red arrow on the right. Can we verify that this black tip has been painted in? Yes, we can. Cut through. I couldn't read that very well. Hmm. 11 seconds after plane impact. Still no black gash. Okay, watch that arrow. Missing gash tip gets painted in now. This is going to be a frame-by-frame thing. Loop in grayscale. Now we're going to look at in grayscale. You see how it's painted in the gash?
No, I don't.
Frame by frame, the black gash is penciled in.
Why is it penciled in? Why can't it be emerging out of the building?
So, to recap, at real speed, pay attention. First explosion, missile, question mark. Alan's standing up to go closer to the monitor, that's great. Second explosion, pre-placed charges. Black gash painted in. Fast forward to 15 seconds after impact. The Photoshop job was a poor idea. The Naudé forgery crew failed to communicate with the TV forgery crew.
There on that one side.
This is...
Well, you can see flames now coming actually out of two sides of the building, and I'm minimizing actually the number of openings that are on those two faces.
No gash tip here.
I am in Chelsea, and we are at 8th and 16th. We are the tallest building in the area, and my window faces south.
And what else is she saying?
You've just seen proof that no Boeing 676 crashed into World Trade Center 1. If you are new to this research, I couldn't read it fast enough. The exposure of TV video fakery on 9/11 is at the core of the truth search. It's an uphill struggle. The disinformers are supported by the mainstream media. What to do? Do you care?
We are totally powerless in knowing what's going on.
If you do, verify all this for yourself and spread the word fearlessly. You're not alone. Demand a new 9/11 inquiry with all the means available to you. Meanwhile, switch off that TV set for your own good. Okay, thank you so much. And I'm so delighted that Alan Steinfeld got out of his chair and went over to the monitor to study it, and I'm hoping that he and many others will continue to study it. So what I'd like to do now is turn it over to Mark and to Molly. And with our last minutes, how much time do we have, Mark, before you have to leave?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay, so at some point, I think we should, maybe we'll read the fair use after you leave to make most judicious use of our time.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mark, can you explain, because you know much more than I do about this, how you got into
it? Yes, well, first of all, it's interesting because Molly asked me if we were talking about this video, and I said the person who made this video, his name is Simon Schacht. I don't think that's his real name, and he's a musician. It's a shame that a musician has to come out with the truth and tell people what really happened on 9/11. Now, you've got a lot of people who think everything from Osama did it to there were pods on airplanes to there were holograms to the space beams, all the way up to TV fakery and what actually brought the buildings down, which, and there's no doubt in my mind, which was, it's called DEW, direct energy weapons, kind of like microwaves. What you have to realize is that the video you just showed, if you didn't look at any of the other videos, and there's literally an endless parade of other videos showing TV fakery. If you showed I wrote it down from minute 435 to minute 608 approximately, that's all one needs to see that there was video fakery on 9/11. At 435, you see them pencil in, the Naudé brothers, a gash to make it so that it looked like it was 160 foot of damage, because that's the width of a 767. That's what we were told by the media hit the building on 9/11. And then the thing that he didn't put in there, this is the difference I have with Simon. I wish he did a little bit more focus group and ask people what they think, is that at 11 minutes after, you see that on ABC News, I think it was, 11 minutes after the strike, there's no gash there. How anyone can refute that was faked, it's just beyond me, and there are people out there who try to refute it.
I would like to see those two images side by side, the ABC and the
let's assume we will be doing more research. But now, Molly, you saw this for the first time. Now, what's your comment?
Well, I wasn't sure that it was faked until I saw the other angle, and when you can see that it goes up entirely to the side wall of the tower. And then the other angle, it is nowhere near it.
Okay.
You're talking about at the 11-minute mark, right?
Okay. Now let's shift completely other gears here. Now I want to go into creating new realities and what it means to be prepared to see new things. I don't want to have a discussion about whether this is true or whether it isn't. I think I've already put enough out to know that this is worth researching. Would you agree this is worth researching?
I want to answer what I saw here. I was not convinced that it was fakery. When those people you said looked up for no reason, they looked up because they heard the sound of an airplane. I know people who were standing on the streets in Soho that said that plane's flying awfully low. So I'm just going, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I'm going by what other people said they heard.
Okay, fine.
That's why those guys looked up.
Fine.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Is my mic open? Yes, hello again. This is Fakeologist.com, and this is Erlen, this is Misong speaking from Switzerland, and you had the opportunity to listen to one of the early controlled opposition outlets that was playing on the Manhattan News Network in the period where the No Planes Movement, the so-called No Planes Movement, was becoming really, really strong and was endangering the main controlled opposition line, the so-called inside job from Alex Jones and other bigger players. And just for the history, there was a person called, if you see the video, it is extremely interesting. The aesthetics are interesting, the setup is interesting, the story of this outlet is also very interesting. When did it start? Who was financing it? It was running under the name of Concordia Foundation, which is lovely, which is with heart, Concordia. Then this Alan Steinfeld, who is, I think it was the first husband of Paula Gloria. The whole outlet was affiliated with a serious whatever news frequency stuff with this very big radio broadcaster in New York. What is his name? This transpicuous guy. I don't remember that name. Alan Steinfeld. Alan Steinfeld is a very successful, meanwhile, a very successful metaphysics, esoterics, from this kind of branding that started in the early 90s with the whole techno, psychedelic, new drugs, new reality stuff with prophecies of Celestine and all this theory that was, we could say it is the second edition of the Bohemian Grove from the 60s, but it has, of course, new drugs, new music, new theories. Alan Steinfeld was within of this, as well as the author of Prophecies of Celestine, who also gave an interview on Paula Gloria's platform. Alan Steinfeld established his video public access TV on Manhattan News Network in September 2005. The show New Realities was running from 93 to 94 somewhere else, and from 2005 on, Paula Gloria was co-hosted on his public access TV channel in Manhattan, and Alan Steinfeld was the co-producer of this series Farther Down the Rabbit Hole that began in 2005, and on this show was also the excerpt that we listened previously, where the participants were Paula Gloria and two of the very old public access guys in New York. I think I cannot find the names that fast. So just to say a little bit about Alan Steinfeld. New Realities is something about Indian gurus and metaphysics and this branding of New Age material, books, series and other. It's one of the biggest brandings in the 90s. No joke, it was really one of the biggest brandings. After yoga comes then the new 90s that was really conceptualized for all this, not only for 9/11 but also for 9/11, and the production and conceptualization started in the mid-90s to become really concrete. For example, the Concordia Foundation was established in 96. Alex Jones was established in 96 as a corporation, and many, many others, which I don't have in my mind right now. So the interesting history about this, I'm researching this, and that's why I'm talking about this, about 9/11. The interesting point is, and everything began with a story about Chris Kendall, who disappeared from the scene, because Marcus Allen published information about Chris, which he presented as if they were absolutely new to him, that he just had discovered that the sister of Chris Kendall had done many fundraisers, which were fraudulent or whatever. These were the implications. It was not very clear. So it intrigued me. Why does he now put out such information with no obvious reason? Because if somebody would have to, or we would expect that he or she would have to say something about Chris's story, that would not be the first selection. We would not expect, firstly, of Marcus Allen to talk about Chris, but by those who knew him personally, which also are part of this community. And then the second point, that he put out information which was of a very negative art, was even more intriguing. So I traced back the story of the cooperation of both, and was astounded to see that the cooperation between Marcus Allen and Chris Kendall started in 2010, February. And then I remembered that Marcus Allen did not only introduce Chris Kendall into the scene, but he also introduced Simon Schack into the scene, in the American conspiracy scene, let's say. And this happened exactly with that video, which we listened excerpts from, on the Manhattan News Network, which became very prominent because one of the most prominent no-planers, namely Nico Haupt, was doing his live streams after live streaming became possible. And yes, that was a little story about what I was thinking about the story with Chris Kendall and the information from Marcus Allen. And hopefully it will be possible to discuss with Marcus Allen about these topics. Or maybe he's going to write. We don't know. We never know. So this is from my part. Good night and see you soon.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Faithologist Radio on faithologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Original Simulant from Central Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Joe from Atlanta, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Recording yet, guys?
I don't think so.
Now recording.
Okay. You ready, OJ? Maybe I should have been talking.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess we see if the bad boys arrest me. Guess the competition when the war has been useful. Not no mercy, see the race like it's true. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. It'll do a point, number one, that's for me. That you don't wanna test me with them. I'll be here for them, coming to green. But then you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
The Truth Pack. You guys wanna give a howl?
Welcome. You're listening to the Truth Pack, which includes the Original Simulant.
Oh, that's our 35th caller. That's our 35th caller. Someone's won a prize.
Also including Will Ooze.
Hit him with the facts. That's what we're here. We're going to break it down.
The Truth I Am.
An inconvenient truth is what I call it. That people don't want to be served an inconvenient truth. They'd rather just eat up all the bullshit.
And also Rolly Quaid.
In terms of theater, we're all familiar with the fourth wall with actors.
Time to dust off your tail feathers. Let's roll. And now here is the Original Simulant.
Welcome to the episode 3, Help. I'm being gangstalked of the Truth Pack at Fakeologist on Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. It is today, Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, in the year of our COVID. I am joined, as always, on the Truth Pack with Willows. Say hi if you're there. Oh, yeah. And, as always, the truth. The truth I am, we call him the truth. Or just truth. You can talk.
I'm here.
Oh, God, here we go. It's already starting. Okay. It's already
starting.
All right. Well,
there's some butt hurt early. So.
You seem to be having technical difficulties, boys.
With what?
Truth.
Oh, well, yeah, technically. No, I think he's being difficult.
Yeah, I think he's technically right. Retarded.
Gotcha.
Whoa.
Will, why don't you tell us the topic today is, or the name of the show is Help.
Rolly Quaid, man. You gotta...
And we're also here with Junior Truth Pack member or whatever, Rolly Quaid. Okay, the topic of the show is...
I'm to make coffee for you guys.
You'll still make it. You'll still make it if you want to earn that blue collar. That's if you want to get above beta, you got to... If you want to get above beta, you got to, you know, put in the work.
Yeah, there are multiple levels to becoming a real truth packer.
Hey, I prefer the term Omega because I'm the only man in the room.
Oh, okay. Oh. Rolly's going to start throwing punches.
The hot mic. The hottest mic. All right. Anyway. So,
OJ, go ahead and mute Rolly for the rest of the show. He's done. He's already done.
Listening in the audience.
With the truth not around, we might have to keep Rolly in, guys. Back to you.
The truth is gone?
Right here.
Did somebody say something?
He's forgettable. No, is that a girl?
It sounded like it at first. I'll tell you, we also have a in-studio listener, the one and the only John Laban of johnlaban.com.
That's my boy right there, yeah.
That's what I've heard. So,
my dog. Let's give him a howl, man. Let's give John a howl.
You can give him a howl.
Ooh!
I'll even join in for that one. There you go.
Nice low one.
There you go. All right, so the topic is gang stalking. The truth I am has some personal experience with gang stalking, not perpetuating it, but being subject to it. So, Willows, you seem to know some of the backstory on this. Is that correct?
I know that he's made it public that he's being gang stalked, and that I left it at that. Now, here's what I need to know right off the bat, the truth. You need to define what gang stalking is in your opinion so that we're all on the same page. That makes sense, right, everyone?
That's right.
Yeah. So go ahead, Truth. Give us your definition of what it is to be truth stalked before we get started so we all know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. Gang stalked is when a person is out there visibly on certain mediums and whatever truths they're speaking about. When they project that image, they receive a negative point of view, not just a point of view, but a negative feedback. And it's not just one person, but several people, several henchmen, per se, whether it be physical or mental, on the internet or...
Okay, hold on. I feel like you're trying to make it a little bit more dramatic. You haven't been physically... engaged yet, have you?
I have, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
By agents, or what are we talking about here?
No, people that wanted to take me down.
Damn, to stop you from spreading the truth. Not just because they didn't like you because you cut them off in traffic.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you must be dropping some serious shit in order to have such a big target put on your back.
Right, well, yeah, because the truth, again, just to reiterate, he's been a reoccurring member here so far, giving us his examples of going on the internet, engaging in individuals, trying to wake them up. The 99.9% of the time that this happens, it fails for everyone that does it, not just the truth. But he is persistent because he knows what he wants to do, and he does not let anyone get in his way. And that is why he has jumped past Junior Truth Packer like Rolly Quaid. Very early on, he has proven himself. Now, we have not given Rolly Quaid the opportunity yet to prove himself, granted. But my instincts, I'm not sure that he can keep up with the truth. Just because the truth, I mean...
It's 9 to 5. He's 9 to 5 in this.
It's
you know, he's
more.
Living it. He's living it. Oh, yeah. Considerably more.
He was in room 11 today for 23 hours by himself.
Ha 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 ha
All right. Calm down now. Okay. So the truth, we're going to get into this real quick. Give us, set the stage for us. What is there a specific scenario that you instigated that you believe initiated the gang stalking?
There must have been a period of your life where there was no gang stalking and a certain line of demarcation where from that point forward, the gang stalking was. What happened at that line? What's the event horizon?
Let it happen.
The event horizon all started when I broke up with my last
boyfriend.
I'm sorry. I've dated several women after this particular thing that I'm talking about.
Oh, humble brag.
But I am talking about my long relationship, my 8-year relationship. After I had broken up with my 8-year relationship, I had noticed that I was dating somebody that was a narcissist. And I had gone down that rabbit hole in searching narcissism, and I came across gang stalking, and I didn't even know that throughout many years I had been gang stalked throughout my life.
So you didn't even know it until you knew what it was.
Right.
You know, that's like I recently had an experience where, so my entire life I've told people that I was not allergic to anything. I've been very proud of that. And then recently I got on a diet where I stopped eating sugar. And I realized that all my body acne and the phlegm that I was constantly hacking up 24 hours a day went away. Turns out I'm so stupid that I've been allergic to a lot of things my entire life. And I just didn't know it until I looked it up on the internet that that's what happened. So I think that's probably pretty similar to you with gang stalking.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. Give it to us, motherfucker.
All right.
Respectfully. Well,
today we're talking about.
Go ahead, Lewis.
We went over this last time. You just tell us what happened. We're gonna set the stage. We've invited you to dinner. You don't need to put all the plates and stuff out.
Yeah, don't get cute. Don't the fancy introduction. I don't know who you think you are.
I'm sorry. I used to work as somebody who set up the plates. So excuse the fuck out of me.
Well, today, okay. Well, look, today's the day you get to sit at the table. I understand you're a humble guy. You're a pragmatic guy. You're a man of the land and a man of the people. So you're not used to like getting a silver spoon treatment. But right here at the Truth Pack, we pulled up the bowl for you to come. You know. So
let me know if you guys need any coffee.
That's exactly right. Listen. Was that passive aggressive?
How about some donuts?
How about some stories about gang stalking?
Yeah, come on, let's get into it. OS used to be a prostitute. You don't see him asking people for 20 bucks right now, okay? Who cares what you did before? Tell us the story.
It's more like 5.
Or whatever.
So I'll take what I could get.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to talk about Michael LaVon Robinson.
Okay, who's that?
Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama.
Oh, this is off topic. Is Michelle Obama have to do with the gang stalking?
For me, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Fantastic. I mean, look at it's like a spider web, this fucking guy. I love it. Go ahead.
So, 6 hours ago on my social media, and I guess we'll just say it was Facebook since we did last time, I posted a picture of Michelle Obama, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama, which is also Barry Santoro. Okay. And it says Michael LaVon Robinson. It shows a picture of Michelle Obama right now, and then Michelle Obama as Michael LaVon Robinson, like when they were younger, a lot younger. And it shows the two comparisons in one photo, then and now. Okay. And then as soon as I posted that, of course I got the flack that I normally get, except it was somebody else this time. It was actually one of the people that had just added a few comments to the last argument that we had.
So it was a female?
No, it wasn't a female. It was the
It was the guy, the one guy that did it. The white
JJ.
Knight.
JJ. JJ the White Knight.
JJ the White Knight, yes. Jimmy John himself.
Paladin. Paladin, where do you roam?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
So he started off with her body, her choice. Weren't you just advocating this the other day?
So he's acknowledged right off the bat. He just immediately said that he agreed.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, I'm Rolly Quaid, host of Blackballed. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio
Only on fakeologist.com.
Are you huffing paint before that one, really, or something?
No kidding. That blackball thing sounds Masonic, too. I mean, just from my experience.
No, I was blowing Chris a shotgun when I was doing that shit.
Oh,
you were okay. Blowing his what? If you have that intro, that bumper to redo again, what do you think it would sound like now? Now that you're somewhat affiliated with the truth now, what do you think it would sound like?
We can link
it
in.
We'll cut it out.
Yeah, we'll cut it out. Go.
Oh, man.
Don't you take a breath.
What was the script again?
Oh.
All right,
I'll do it.
I am Rolly Quaid.
No, you listen. Hey, I'm Rolly Quaid. And you're on Fakeologist Radio, and I'm part of the Blackball.
I'm not going to take that abuse for somebody with Lou's in their name. Fucking Lou's.
Fair.
And a kitten hanging from a clothesline. Let's get back.
Just hanging in there. That's like one of those depressing cards you give to somebody in the hospital. Just hanging in there.
All right.
Hey, where's the ref here? This is a disqualification here.
This is way off topic. Let's get back to the gang stalking, and let's get to the good stuff quick.
Yeah. So this guy, right off the bat, he's already acknowledged that he agrees that Michelle Obama is a transgender person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Is he aware of that later on in the conversation, or does he back off? I have a feeling he backs off, doesn't even acknowledge that he said it.
I'm not quite sure. I guess that really just depends on...
So, you're not sure. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah, I am not sure, yes.
All right, go ahead.
So you guys can decide that. So he said, her body, her choice. Weren't you just advocating this the other day? And I said, I'd prefer not to ad hominem you, but I think you should revisit that argument on the feed. Apparently, I run around in circles with my information for people who tune out.
All right. So right off the bat, you just start hitting them with some classic logical speak. You know, you're using logic speak. You're using the big words. You use ad hominem right off the bat to let them know you don't want to mess with me, motherfucker. You know, you don't want to mess with the truth.
Well, it's peacocking.
Yeah, it's Pete. Well, he, rightfully so. He's trying to let this guy, because this is a man now. Usually, the truth, with all of his glory, you know, respectfully, only fights women.
Andy Kaufman style.
Okay? This is a man, so he has to establish the alpha position. This is his Facebook wall as well. So what is this, what do you say then?
And then I said, I mean, you do support a corrupt two-party system, as well as advocating LGBTQ within the corrupt Democratic Party supporting a corporate pedo puppet Biden.
Once again, right onto the pedo stuff, that you're consistent. Like I always say, the truth, he follows his truth, and he's not jumping around, okay? He's focused on a topic, and he just crushes it into people's skulls. What is
this guy saying? There's no blanks in the gun. There's no blanks in the truth's gun.
Of course. What does this guy say?
I'm just saying you keep contradicting yourself from one topic to another. How about some consistency? You don't want to allow women to control their bodies, yet you want to be able to control what happens with yours. It's frankly hypocritical.
Yeah. It would be hypocritical. Yeah. If I don't see where that came from, but yeah, that sounds if you are that, shame on you.
So later down this conversation, this argument, that really rolls out as to what he's actually means by you don't want allow women to control their bodies, that you want to be able to control what happens to yours. Okay, so I respond to that. So this would make sense as to why you would support a tranny too. And I said nothing hypocritical about calling out a tranny in politics.
Fantastic! What a great lie, dude. I like
can we get that on a T-shirt?
Yeah. What's that?
This is the part of the show here where I throw in a term. He just body slammed some truth right there. Back to the truth. Keep it going.
OJ, real quick, while you're here, OJ, I need the subject of the talk is so far is the truth. I posted this photo of Michelle Obama, Bill Gates, and Barack Obama, Bill Gates, and some man who the truth is claiming is Michelle Obama. Can you put that post in the live stream? Thanks, OJ. Back to you, the truth.
Get it.
All right, so I last left off, nothing hypocritical about calling a tranny in politics, and JJ goes, sure it is, it's none of your business, guy. It's their own personal business.
Call
people out for policies, but calling people out for their sexuality makes you a bigot.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that? What do you think about his position? Because that is kind of something we like to say, like, in the ACT realm, the truth community, it's popular to say, let's not attack the messenger, let's debate the ideas. Let's talk about the information. The messenger isn't important. You're kind of, and that's kind of what he's saying, right? Will, is that what you're getting from him, too?
That's exactly what I'm getting.
But the truth is I think, maybe rightly saying, you can't separate the message from the messenger.
Right, and we're talking about trannies here, too. This isn't just a normal messenger. We're talking about a tranny. Right.
No. It's about as far afield as it gets.
Yeah.
So I didn't mention this fallacy that was just in that comment, but that's actually a slippery slope.
Tell us what the slippery slope fallacy is.
I think that's a racial term for Chinese people.
Oh, both could be true.
That's fucked up, dude.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, now you're putting... Now you're doing a fallacy itself. You're putting words in my mouth.
Get him, Bruce. Get him.
That's equivocation. That's equivocation.
Yes. Get him, boss.
Did I not say I think?
Oh, fucking cowards. A coward's back door. Doth Willow half always.
I am always focused on the back door.
All right. So real quick.
Explain what the slippery slope fallacy is, please.
Yes, the slippery slope is an idea of course of action which will lead to something unacceptable, wrong, or disastrous.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Keep it going. I want to know how this leads to gang stalking because, you know, what are we doing here?
So he goes, so I said nothing hypocritical about calling a tranny out in politics. And he said, sure it is. It's none of your business, guys. It's their own personal business, calling people out for policies, but calling people out for sexuality makes you a bigot. And I said, supporting trans and pedo rights makes you a pedo advocate.
Oh, yes, boss. You went to the pedo well again. Double down on the pedo talk. There you go.
And this guy had to have known that you were going to go there because he participates in every conversation where you pretty consistently accuse people of being pedo advocates.
That's correct.
All right. That's right. Here we go. What does he say then? Because he's got it now. He's been accused of being an advocate for pedophilia.
Probably not for the first time.
Nobody likes that, right? No one wants that. So that probably upset him. That's a classic troll move, by the way, too. Passive aggressive and kind of correct in this instance. All right, go ahead.
So I go off of my own comment. The fact you allow behavior of a young child watching a tranny do a lap dance says a lot about your character as well, bud. So recently, this was back to something else that I had posted. I had posted a video of a young female child watching a trans dancer dance in front of her. And it was at a bar. I'm not sure if you guys ever seen that video, but
no, I don't. I don't like watching that stuff like you.
Exactly. And you posted this video. Let's get that clear. You posted this video.
You have a folder with these or something, or like a saved on your YouTube.
I had posted.
You look it up every time.
I posted the video and I actually tagged him in it as well as
that's awesome.
as well as the gal that I argued with the other day as well.
OS, I got a question for you. Say you're on social media and you have your actual name. What is it? Jim Levenstein.
Right, right. Yeah. Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel Levenstein. And then anytime somebody accuses you of being a pedophile sympathizer, what are you doing in that situation if somebody does that?
I couldn't tell you the last time anyone has accused me of being a pedophile sympathizer. However, if that happened, I can't tell you if it ever has happened before, to be honest with you. But if it had happened, I think I'm blocking them. I'm going the other way.
I would break my phone just to be safe. I mean, you know, I don't want my name next to that. And so, I mean.
Yeah, there's going to be some reporting. There's going to be some reporting going on to the administrator of the website, you know.
Right. Absolutely. So this gets into this guy's skin, I'm sure. What does he say?
He says, I do not support pedophiles at all, but you're goddamn right. I'll support trans rights too, bro. They're humans just like you or it.
What's it mean?
That was hilarious.
What's it mean?
Yeah. He's like, I support these fucking monsters, you piece of shit.
They're humans just like this rock and you. What? And so this is why we do the show. real quick as a segue. This
is the problem with people like you, the truth. I'm the only one standing up for these faggots.
Because these are the tremendous arguments that you encounter online when you're waging truth, when you're on the truth crusade, when you're fighting for the holy land of the truth. This is the kind of nonsense you have to deal with. So, and that's what's funny, isn't it?
It's hilarious.
So, go ahead and.
So he wasn't even done with that comment. He said, "For someone who is as spiritually awakened," he put that in quotations.
Oh.
"Spiritually awakened as you claim to be, you sure have a lot of hatred and ignorance in your heart."
You think that's true?
OS, do you have like one of your Masonic lines about hatred or love in your heart or something like that right off the bat?
Not right at hand, boss, no.
Interesting. Wow.
Well, not certainly not for this, rare indeed. But.
Well, it doesn't have to be related at all. I'm just wondering if you have something off the top of your head.
No, I'm just stunned by the... all the assertions here.
Well, you notice this guy. So of course this guy's going to send a pretty decent response here because he's a little shook. His fight or flight has kicked in, and he just got called a pedophile sympathizer. So he's going to say, "No, right away. I'm not a pedophile. Here's this. You're this. You the." Then he goes on the attack. So he's had a defensive move, and then now he's on the offense. What does he go to?
Okay, so you remember here. I say something after that, and I say, "This doesn't come from hatred by any means. You didn't read a single damn thing in this last argument, so I expect you not to read a single damn thing from this one."
And Ry Reed, you mean watch 200 minutes of YouTube videos that you sent, right?
As evidence.
As evidence. Just to be clear.
Well, I mean, I'd not only posted those YouTube videos, but I also posted several articles, you know, from Washington Examiner.
Tens of thousands of words as well. So thousands of hours and tens of thousands of words, this guy needs to take in, and he's not going to do it.
But they're facts nonetheless, right? So that's
why he rejects them. Right. That's why he rejects them. He's allergic to facts.
Yeah.
Like you were allergic to semen in your story earlier.
I wish.
We'll save that for another story there, pal.
You don't tell us what we'll do.
Yeah, no. You want to tell me about... I'll tell you about the time I had an allergic reaction to semen. But we'll save that. I think we'll save that for another time. He actually
we're going to lose...
Go ahead.
We're losing followers by the seconds here.
Oh, no. That's where you're wrong, my friend. We're gaining them like crazy. This thing is going up like a rocket.
Hey OS, why do you think we're gated followers? If people don't like it, they might not want this. You know what I mean?
They don't have to want it because they're following us, and they're gonna come like gypsies in a caravan because we have what they need. It's not what they want, but it is what they need.
And we are gonna shove it in their ass.
What they need isn't always what they want, but what they need might hurt sometimes. You know.
Let's get back to the story.
OJ, what do you got?
I just want to add to OS's point, like in the film, you know, if
OJ's probably doing some clerical work.
That they will come.
Right? The truth. Are we going to get to the gang stalking soon? I mean, I'm enjoying how you're ripping this guy for being a pedo advocate, like always, but. I'm curious about where the gang stalking is coming in. Here's what I'm expecting. Tapped phone lines. I'm expecting stock accounts swarming you every time you go online. I'm expecting drive-bys like your house and prank phone calls.
Or maybe like a Tiger King antenna on the side of the building.
Absolutely. Animals showing up in shoeboxes with a dead rat in a shoebox showing up in your mail with a note that says "you" with an arrow pointing to the rat. That's the kind of stuff I'm expecting. That's the stuff I did. That's always the stuff I would do when I was gang stalking. So,
what movies are you watching? Just wondering.
Oh, this is just
all
my
of them.
Normal life.
I'm watching all of the movies. Go ahead.
All right. Hold on.
Hold on.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, I can't multitask here. I'm sending a picture of Michelle LaVon Robinson.
That's the OJ's job.
We have a producer.
Well, I'm helping.
Truth Pack is back. This is classic Truth Pack right here.
Hey, do you know the lyrics to that song, OS, while he's doing his thing?
No, yeah. I just know it has that wolfing part and goes, No, you need to do your thing. Don't get distracted. You said you can't.
Dun, 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 dun. Really quick, give me the lyrics. Dun, 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 dun.
Wolfpack is back, calls a mass destruction.
There we go.
Watch out now, here's the bad boy to rest.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Take the competition.
No.
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 Is
there this? Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, work on timing.
And make it not so. Don't be so coarse this time. Why so coarse?
Can I continue with this?
Please do. For God's sake.
All right, so I say, I call out lies. I'm not here to waste time with
you. Yes. That was fucking worth it. I got to tell you, that was worth it.
Yeah, that was a great. You opened up with it. Go ahead.
And I said, by the way, it's a fallacy to attack my character, assuming I have hatred for everyone.
This dick. Gil's right. He's using fallacy after fallacy. That's all he's built on, his house of fallacies.
He's trying to show you that he's trying to, you're going to just fucking shut him down with, show him you've got all the big dick energy.
Right.
Give it to him.
And he's going
to
stalk your big dick, apparently.
And then I said, but that's the cognitive dissonance within yourself.
Yeah. And diagnose him.
And then I said, I can repeat myself over and over for you people. I really can.
And because you have nothing but time on your computer.
No issues in being a tape recorder and rewinding my footage.
Oh, so you're trying to get cute. That was actually pretty bad. That was a bad line. You started strong. I don't know about that line. I'm not going to, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So he says after this, you clearly have hatred for transsexual people, as indicated on several of your posts. I'm merely pointing out your hypocrisy. You don't want to take a vaccine and then quotations, my body, my choice, yet you want to force women to give birth. And then I say, vaccinations and abortions are different topics. Now you are going from one topic to the other, another fallacy. Ad hominem to equivocation. Any more fallacies in your illogical arguments?
Oh, my goodness. That's a classic sentence from someone like you.
Yes, it is.
How many times do you think that sentence has been written on the internet?
I want to go back to something real quick.
Oh.
What was it forcing women to give birth? What's so wrong with it? Did I hear that out of context, or was that him saying that? That's like,
yes,
you're the devil because you want women to give birth to the baby they're carrying,
forcing babies to breathe oxygen.
Well, rape is not a choice.
Easy, Jamie. Hold on, we got a fan, Jamie Manwoody, who I respect. Chiming in, which is just unacceptable.
Excuse me, sir. You offended me. Rape is not a choice, sir.
Can you hear him?
Okay. That's got to stop. What is this guy? He's off the rails. I can't keep track of everybody in here that's trying to throw shots at me. That's the problem. All right? Because I don't need Jamie Manwoody coming in and throwing lines at me. And then I assume it's the truth because of his track record. And then I shut the truth down for no reason, hurt his feelings. He's barely not going to hurt himself any day of the week.
Welcome to the world of entertainment wrestling.
All right. Not again. Here we go.
Truth. Over the rules real quick. Over the rules real quick. Yeah, so everyone knows. If you come into the – because we haven't done a great job of promoting anything,
really.
That's true. Okay, yeah. So in the Truth Pack, the Truth Pack is a show, and the Truth Pack members, which are basically me and Willows and OJ, and then I guess the Truth is a member, and then Rolly Quaid is Hover's a satellite member. But outside of that, during the live broadcasting, we're going to try to not have any other speakers, if that's all right with you guys. It actually doesn't matter if it's all right. It's what we want. So. Just bear that in mind. We appreciate all the interest in listening, but we may change this in the future. But for now, we're going to try to
yell at us in the comments. Yell at us in the chat. You can call OS gay, but that'll probably hit him hard.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
It's 4:21. It's April 21st. You're listening to the Truth Pack Episode 3. Help, I'm being gang stalked at Fakeologist Radio, on Fakeologist Radio, at Fakeologist.com. We're still trying to get to the gang stalking element of this, though the Truth is providing us with some solid content about how he's, about some of his trials and tribulations. And so far, he is rocking this guy in the first round, it sounds like, in his truth battle on Facebook. What were some of his highlights? What were some of the As we're in here between rounds, Willis, what do you think some of the stronger punches he's landed were?
Well, I mean, he goes to the he starts off so strong. It reminded me of like late 80s,
Early 80s Sugar Ray Leonard, maybe?
No, late 80s Tyson, who just came in like
a tiger.
Because he drops, he accuses him right off the bat of being a pedophile sympathizer. He opens with that, right? So it's really at that point, this guy has to make a choice, like we discussed earlier. Am I going to just break my computer and hope that nobody sees that I'm on Facebook with my picture of my kid in my hand as this guy's accusing me of being a pedophile? Or am I going to engage him? So you've really put the ball in his court at that point, and I don't need you to say any more. So go ahead, Truth.
So I said, don't step up to the plate if you're going to strike out.
Oh, yes.
And then he says, JJ says, vaccinations and abortions are about getting forced to do something with their bodies against their will. It's the same shit, man. And I said, wrong again. You are comparing apples to oranges, not apples to apples. And he says, I'm comparing bodies to bodies. It's apples to apples indeed, man.
No, he's like comparing apples to aborted fetuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the zone. So, I mean, if I wanted to add some chuckles, I should have said that. But I was in the zone, so.
I don't think you should have said that. That would have been a bad move on your part. You're doing good. Go ahead.
All right. So, JJ says, you don't want someone to force you to do something against your will, but you are okay forcing a woman to do something against hers. And I said, what's that?
Go ahead.
And I said, did I push an agenda on last argument saying that a woman should be forced to have the baby? No. I called them murderers like they are.
Oh, now that's strong, buddy. That you made up for your horrible joke comment earlier. Yeah. Right now.
Oh, yeah. You knocked the mouthpiece out of this guy's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even see straight.
Yes. Give it to him. Give it to us.
Again, I am calling certain people out, and you put words into my mouth. Yet another fallacy. Strike out again. You are 0 for 3. Your batting average is a solid 0 right now.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Truth. I'm going to be honest. If we don't get to the game stalking tonight, you've performed, okay?
And we've always got tomorrow and the next night, and however many – how this series will go on until we get to – this episode will lapse until we get into the gang stalking. So we're going to try to only do an hour at a time per day. And so if we don't get to the gang stalking tonight, there'll always be tomorrow. And if it's not tomorrow, then it'll be the next day. The series will go on for as long as the gang stalking – as long as it takes to get to the end of the story. And then we'll go to episode 4. Now, it'll be more of the same bullshit.
We didn't – let's go ahead and take a moment to physically describe this man.
Start with his dick.
No, come on. We're on fakeologists.
Start with his butt.
This person is actually somebody I know, so.
Guaranteed it.
Yeah, so you can't describe – how tall is he-ish? Is he buff? Is he fat? Skinny? I mean, is he – also, I don't know why you think anybody is listening to this.
Well, because he's gang stalked. Because he's gang stalked, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, I forgot about that.
Well, you didn't get to it, so I don't blame you for forgetting. We haven't gotten there yet.
But. Oh, yeah.
So he's about 6'1". I want to say about in the realm of 240 pounds.
Okay, so are you trying to make him seem bigger to make yourself look tougher right now? Just be honest.
If I had to guess, those would be his frame.
Okay, all right.
Black guy?
Oh, no. Yeah, he's black. Oh, okay.
So I said your batting average is a solid 0 right now. And then I said from ad hominem to equivocation.
Because black people don't play baseball.
Well, not anymore. It's more of a Latin sport. But
Yeah. White people play either, yeah.
I said, nice job. And then I said, Chris Davis had a career low .168 batting average. You now take his place.
Oh, God. Truth, you are the man.
Fucking internet is on fire when you get online. Well, you never get offline, but it's fucking on fire. Whenever you come into a room, it's like a fucking light turns on and the roaches scatter.
Truth, how baked did you get on the show tonight?
I'm at my typical bakeology right now.
Well, that explains that. You pretty much answered it right there, because that is not a word.
Oh man, I am so impressed with your level of discourse tonight, man. You've just been smoking this guy.
Right,
this way better than when you beat the women. When you beat on the women, it's not. I mean, it's impressive for sure.
But this guy
is just.
Whoa! So are you saying you like dude on dude action?
Oh yes, he is saying that. Actually,
he just calls it. No, that's you. He said, "Are you saying that?" And
No, I'm not doing that. No,
I just call it action.
Oh,
but
all right, Ruth, come on.
All right, so JJ says, "Well, man, you calling a woman a murderer doesn't make it true. You can bitch and moan until you're blue in the face, but it doesn't make it true." And then he gives me a Bible quote.
Wait.
But this Bible quote, he wrote himself. He edited himself.
Yes!
Okay, what does it say?
Genesis 2:7.
OJ, pull up Genesis 2:7. Go ahead.
Life begins at breath. Again, it's frankly none of your business what a woman does or does not do. You can be butthurt and offended, but it's none of your damn concern. Mind your business.
He is a black guy.
You certainly added a black guy affect to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is it just all the sports stuff got you thinking in the black guy thing? Let's go over this. So you're saying this doesn't exist in Genesis. When the life begins at breath, do you think that might mean, like, if the mother breathed, isn't the thing in the mother is alive, isn't all the things which are a part of her also alive if she's breathing? I don't know. Maybe these are all too complex for me to sort out with my very simple mind. But
so he thought that Genesis 2:7 said that. So he basically tried to sum it into his own words, but it had said nothing in those lines. So if we could get
Genesis 2.0.
Oh, you better not talk to OJ. Better not even fucking talk to
him. Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will go talk to OJ. OJ, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Genesis 2.7. That is.
He has a lot of responsibilities right now. He's probably also trying to track down that.
Can you track down the baseball player
with the poor stats to post that guy? So
you can be heard. That's true, and you can also lose the attitude.
Who? Right. Why can you hear people? I've muted these people, and you can hear them in the audio.
Okay, oh, I'm talking about OJ.
OJ's
biting at me.
Back to the books here. Right. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God
did I mute you, OJ?
The dust.
Oh God,
dang,
I did.
Ground.
I muted you on accident, OJ. I was so angry at. I wasn't angry. I was just drunk.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Read it. Genesis.
It's Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man and the dust.
That's it?
Of life. And man became.
All right. You're going to have to read that again because it broke up.
Yeah.
I can tell you already. I don't see any just very small quote. I can tell you already that JJ has paraphrased the quote that he claims to have been quoting anyway.
OJ's no better than JJ.
Well, no, but I can't hear anything from OJ that JJ says that the verse says. You know, he didn't post the whole verse, did he? He just said life begins at birth. Apparently, OJ has found this verse that's already longer. So,
right,
I'm done with this JJ guy. This JJ guy is a liar. And if Dave J were here, he'd call him a spiritual murderer, and I would agree.
Dang it. I could not agree more. Yeah.
Did you want me to say what Genesis 2:7 was, since we couldn't hear OJ?
No,
I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone asking for that. You are not the producer. You are the talent, and talented you are. So stick to your job. Give us some love. What happened?
All right. So if you're going to bring a scripture out, at least mention the entire scripture. What version are you reading from? The JJ version? Because in KJV, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And I said, not a damn word about life begins at breath. Nice try. You just straw-manned the Bible. In fucking
straw-manned the Bible.
That's the t-shirt.
Yeah. What was the first t-shirt? Shit. Oh, we'll re-listen to this. It's okay.
Hey, if you had two words, if you just had two words for JJ, what would they be? The truth. Hey, Rolly Quaid knows this. You got two words for him. What are they?
Suck it! Yes, Rolly!
Fuck, yes!
Oh, Rolly is like a 80-year-old NBA player that just comes off the bench to hit threes.
If there was a four-pointer, he'd hit it from the parking lot. He just nailed that one so hard.
He really sold it, too. He got in. That was good. All right, Truth.
Take a lesson, Truth.
Yeah, yeah. Rolly Quade is really quickly.
His star is on the rise.
Yeah, he's breaking through the gates of the Junior Truth Fact.
All right, so JJ says, well, man, the Bible is up to interpretation. To me, that says life begins at first breath of air outside the womb. You can interpret it however you want as well. It's a book with a multitude of meanings and lessons. The point is, your hypocrisy is not wanting people to tell you what to do with your body, but you have no issue forcing others to do things with their bodies.
Okay, he's just going to keep saying the same thing over and over again. How many more times did he just respond with the same thing before he starts stalking you?
See, this is why I kind of stopped talking to him. I let him have the last laugh here because I already know he's already going around in circles here.
Okay. Do you recognize his tomfoolery?
Yeah. So he says, do unto others, to end that comment. And I said, I never once stated a woman should be forced to do something. I was saying a woman has a moral responsibility to step up to the plate and become a parent if she makes her own mistake in becoming pregnant. And you can also interpret what you want as well, because apparently you are not grasping what I am saying at all in this, since you are always reverting back to the same fallacies over and over again.
Man, that was just solid again, Truth. Good for you.
I feel like you won the internet. I feel like you just keep winning the internet. Like, this guy can't even get up for a breath.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to assume that this happened in the last 24 hours.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know how I know that? Because you sound like you've been picking up some tips from OS and myself on how to deal with these cocksuckers. Because usually, you're not so loose in there, and you're not like you're hitting them with some zingers. I feel like you maybe built some confidence by telling your stories, us, you know, giving you the props, and I think you're like you're on like another level than you were yesterday and the day before.
Maybe I'm just gaining levels as time goes on.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe you should give us some credit too. God damn.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank the commentator.
No, that's not what I mean. No. Okay. I just mean in your heart.
Are you standing?
Not overt, not with your words, where it's meaningless.
Yeah, are you standing at a podium right now?
Anyway.
Go ahead.
But I'm proud of you too, Truth. I really am. You fucking kicked this guy's fucking teeth in, dude. It's just a fucking slog.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's awesome to hear. Yeah. I'm inspired. I really am inspired by this fucking.
I'm going to write down whatever that last line you said too, because that's a good line. You really.
That line was like 15 or 35 words long. So I need a two pieces of paper.
How was your grammar on that, by the way?
Spotless. It always is.
It is.
Unless he's misrepresenting it when he reads it back. But he's got some killer grammar, I think. I haven't found many grammatical errors in it.
What about my grammar?
You speak in emojis.
Yeah, I do speak. I send a lot of pictures so that people don't know that I don't know how to use a comma.
All right, so I let him have the last laugh here because that was my last comment. And so he says, so if she gets raped, she should step up.
What he says?
Yeah.
He's bringing up rape into the room? Spiritual rape?
Oh, good.
It's typical, though. Typical for these people. They'll go to this stuff. They'll go to it every time. Okay, let's go. I'm sorry.
If the birth control fails and the man bounces and she doesn't have an income to raise the child, she still needs to step up.
Kill it.
That's the verdict, boss. That's the verdict every time.
Uh-huh. If society decides that it's your moral responsibility to take a vaccine to prevent the spread of disease, would you step up to the plate? I can see where you're coming from, but it's honestly none of your business what a woman does or does not do. It's between her and her doctor and her man, if
applicable. Her doctor? Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah. This guy just worships the system, doesn't he?
Oh, God, he's just so inside out with it. Good. It's sickening. Yeah. This is part of the value of the Truth Pack is there's a lot of laughs, but we can commiserate in the sickening nature of these system-worshipping droids. I mean, has he ever stopped to take a few seconds, just a few seconds, to reflect on the disgusting shit he says?
My God.
You didn't notice how he also tried, he just threw in there that I kind of see where you're coming from. And then says, like, all the opposite stuff right after that. Yeah.
Why did she have an income? Another one. Like, if this and this and this, yes, I guess maybe in the worst possible scenario on planet fucking impossible, maybe let's consider that first. Let's consider that the first option. My God.
The truth is, like, see, my perspective is that maybe we should care for children, allow babies to be born, and nurture them into becoming successful, prosperous human beings. And the guy goes, no, I see where you're coming from. We should kill them.
That is, it sums up his argument right off the, you know, that's his belief. And if she doesn't have this, and if she doesn't have that, and if the sun is going to explode.
Right.
It's between her doctor. Did her doctor knock her up?
Right,
my God.
Yeah.
My God.
All right, so that's the last of it. So he drops that on you. You don't respond with anything. You give nobody, in my opinion, any reason to start stalking you, but this leads to getting gang stalked.
No, see.
Oh, you better not have been just leading us on.
Oh, man. See,
did you?
You guys put words in my mouth, okay? JJ.
Classic, the truth.
JJ never gang stalked me, except well, in the form. He's gang stalking in the form that he keeps responding to my posts and
you're gang stalking him right back.
Will, let him have it. No. Tell him. Shine a light on what's going on here, Will.
I'm promoting my truth. I post about my truth, he always has to add his two cents in, whether if it's just one comment like the last argument or this whole dialogue.
See, because nothing that's happened here yet has really hit any of the definitions you gave us of gang stalking. You brushed on the least aggressive of the tactics, which is just engaging in comment sections. But does it get past that?
No.
Or are you suggesting that it's part of a larger network? That this guy is one of many others he's like a time waster, a time burglar. Yet another one. You probably have a million of these guys because you probably leave no less than how many comments a day do you think you post? 1,000?
Yes. So that's what I mean is that these people are they're the same people coming after me.
In the last 5 days, how many people have you accused of being pedophile sympathizers?
I guess it'd be 3.
Oh, well, we got all of them. All right, so we might have to move on to a new topic after today. Okay.
I think we can go back into the gang stalking. In the gang stalking realm, if gang stalking is made a definition or is defined by, let's say, 50 things, do you have any of the other 49? Or is it just the one that...
Gang stalking is a broad term, okay? So
I can see that.
You know what? How about OJ gives us a little bit of gang stalking? Because I trust his research. He's pretty good at digging in there. So whatever OJ says, if his mic works this time, if he's not plugging his phone into a banana like he did last time, maybe we can...
He did tell me that all the technical issues, all the technical issues tonight will be resolved. We can thank Ash for that.
If you want to encourage more audios like these,
and who the fuck wouldn't want to encourage more of this bullshit,
and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We're coming back here. We're on the fake call. This guys. Truth pack. So, Will, you wanted my thoughts on this.
I know you know what it's
and
called.
And I'd be glad, I would be happy to give you any thoughts on that. Oh, yeah?
Are you being gang stalked? Did somebody just knock at your door?
I got step away, guys. Just.
Okay. Oh, God damn. This is real time.
I hope he's okay.
Me too. Rolly, get your phone out, dial 9 and 1. All right, and get your finger on the other one.
What did that number go to?
Oh, it goes to the World Trade Center, Tower 1, Freedom Tower, whatever.
Yeah, right. So we're going to what you're talking about is the idea of the 9 going into the 11.
Oh, well, that's natural.
Yeah.
Clearly. That doesn't, it's like,
Alpha,
it goes without
what's
saying.
The number to 911?
Yeah. Rolly,
we've got to get off here soon because we're gonna try to keep these to an hour, like we said. We're gonna pick this up where we left off with the Truth I Am, where we're gonna get back into the definition of gang stalking maybe tomorrow. But as a little bit of the Raleigh Rumble, the new show closing segment. Do you have anything for a few minutes that you could share the? Tell us about what happened when people tell us about. You told me yesterday that people don't think 9/11 is important anymore. But what are your experiences with that?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like so there's this particular troll group called Destroy the Flat Earth. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. It's this guy named Craig, and they go around and they stalk flat earthers. And I'm not a flat earther, but myself. But I went into the chat to debate them about 9/11, and they asked for my proof, and I would make a point, form of evidence, and then they would cry about the people that died near 9/11, you know, as soon as I get into it with them. Or they would say 9/11 is kind of irrelevant, and everything in the modern world is affected directly by 9/11. We are in post-9/11 society.
Still there? Did I drop out?
No, you're there. I'm here. I think I was... I think
or did, Rolly just, did he just put a period on it? Without...
No, I think that was God doing us a favor on that story. Rolly, we need some action, brother.
The Rolly Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know why I say Rolly. It's fucking. I don't know where I get the European affect. Too many Australians, I think.
Hey, maybe I should do a debate and record it, and then you guys can analyze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really, you think that would be a good idea? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say, fuck yes, and on behalf of OS, fuck yes. Yeah, do that, and we will break it down. What kind of topics are you most fluent in?
I'll do 9/11 or Sandy Hook. Those are the two.
Oh.
Now, the thing about Sandy Hook, as a researcher for 40 years.
I'll smoke paint chips before it, too.
Smoke what? Paint chips?
Yeah, that's what you said. You know, all y'all said, it sounded like I inhaled paint chips.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Yeah, you did something like that. You were doing that a little bit. Okay. So 9/11 or Sandy Hook. If you could get that on, and you don't have to rush it, you know, but find somebody.
Can I say something? Don't bring a bunch of bullshit about the physics and stuff. Bring the real shit, the real fucking evidence. Bring the gematria.
Yeah, so I'm going to take well-educated points of view, and I'm going to definitely break it down for them. Like, for example, these fuzzy little planes that we saw that cast no shadow, that seamlessly go through and melt through the buildings. Does that make sense in terms of Newtonian physics whatsoever?
I've just got one question. Does kerosene melt steel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there, man, at all. Like the thing about, like, net...
Go ahead.
So I wouldn't make the point about, like, jet fuel not being able to melt steel in oxygen whatsoever. That's kind of an irrelevant point, especially since there was no impact whatsoever.
There you go, boss.
No, we agree. Who are you debating right now? We don't want to hear you. Save it for the rig. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Maybe I shouldn't give these points.
Out
there. But like, they just want to be so dismissive about me. But I'm a no-planer retard. But shouldn't you...
You're just a regular retard.
Yeah. Like, I'm just a regular guy, a regular retard.
We all are.
They want to confine the discussion just to text only. They don't want to have their voice against me. I'll go against any of you motherfuckers on call.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants some Rolly fucking Quaid,
well,
man?
Hold on. Fakeologist Discord isn't your battle. You know, this isn't the pool of your enemies. You got to go outside. The debate thing is. I mean, that, right?
I'm issuing the challenge to anybody, normie, listen to this.
Oh, there you go.
I want Ryan Dawson.
Yes, boss. Yes. You'll pull that scarf off his neck and shove it up his ass, won't you?
Oh, dude, we got a history together, and it's not glorious.
Oh,
romantic.
Badly.
Look, yeah, he romantic. Wants a cage match with Ryan Dawson.
Do you hate the Jews? Is it over who hates Jews more, you or him?
Who said I hate Jews?
No. Oh, there you go, boss.
You just said it in a sentence. I can edit that. I might clip that out. I just get rid of the hoops.
Okay, so you can warp my voice to make me say it, but I don't necessarily hate all of
them. Oh, OS, OS, how did you pick that one up?
OS, man, you're cool, man.
Well, I'd like to think so. I know another
guy. That sounds like a slippery slope. I hate to be a commentator.
Oh, I know a guy, Jewish guy, JC.
I guess
he was a carpenter.
A zombie too.
Okay.
White man. This is kidding. What the?
Yeah. Fuck? Let's not talk about my Lord and Savior. I don't know what you call it. Lord and Savior.
he bit me and I became a Christian.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Rolly. Come on. All right. Anyway. All right.
Rolly's dropped way down on the old truth. Yeah. I feel like bottom Omega now. Gosh.
Well, but he might bring some content. So we'll give. I mean, and I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. I feel you. It's just all the.
So next time we'll be going into we'll touch on the gang stalking again. We're going to get the definition from OJ. We'll get some technical issues sorted out, which will be, that'll be fun. We'll get maybe some outro music going and, a few other things. The truth is going to come with,
Jamie Mann, Woody, you still won't be allowed to talk.
No, that's not never happening on this stream unless you have some content. Now, Jamie, that's, if you ever have any back and forth that you do on the internet with people, and you're trying to drop some truth, and you want to bring it to the table, you want to bring it to the ring, if you think you have what it takes, we welcome that. Bring it to us.
We can open up some callers, can't we, like in the last 5 minutes?
No. How about no? How about the answer is no? And we've already gone over time. We've already gone several minutes over time. So we're going to come back. You want to talk us out here and tell QOJ when to cut us out there?
Yeah, so you've been listening to the Truth Pack. Let's go around the room here. Truth, give me something that you want to promote, anything at all. You've done great tonight.
Oh, you've been the man. You've been the man. I couldn't be more proud of you. Let's give the Truth a Truth Pack howl.
Right. Truth, you got anything to promote? Your Facebook page, in case anyone wants to fight you on there or anything like that?
I am not comfortable giving out.
All right, Rolly, you're next. You got anything to promote, Rolly?
Ryan Dawson, I know where you live.
Oh, you're Jesus.
Find your body.
Dawson. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's mute Rolly. All right.
Yeah. Promote your blackface thing that you're doing or whatever. What is it called?
Blackballed.
Blackballed.
Come on, man. You know my show is called Blackballed.
I do now. I don't want to make that mistake twice. All right. Go ahead. Promote your stuff. Promote it. Go ahead.
I'm in the research phase of coming up with a new formula for the show, but nothing right now, man. I'm just using this time with coronavirus, PSYOPs, to be able to sit and internalize a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, yeah.
I guess.
Original Stimulant and I would like to promote, we're over on hoaxsyndicate.com. You guys will know Vela Set from around here. That's his site. He's got a radio hosting site over there. We got a podcast over there called, what is it called again?
Popularity Contest. Because guess what? This world is not a meritocracy. It's all one big fucking popularity contest.
That's right. And we got some other guys over there. We got Marcus Allen came back into the scene. He's going to be on Hoax Syndicate. They've already been doing some shows. John Laban, I believe, is going to be doing some stuff over there. And hopefully some more people coming in. Check that out in the future if you want to. OS and I are going to be putting out a lot of content over there as well. So, for myself, Original Stimulant, The Truth I Am, Rolly Quaid, and Observer Jones, you've been listening to The Wolf Pack. Everybody have a great night.
Oh!
Oh! Bye.
the end of it, and that's all, folks.